Okay, folks, March 11th, Bonnie and I will be doing a live podcast from the Village Underground, Alive, My Wife Hates Me. Please go to ComedyCellar.com. Under Feature Events, you can buy your tickets. It is March 11th, 8 o'clock. We will have a celebrity guest marriage counselor come in. It's going to be great. It's going to sell out. So get your tickets now. ComedyCellar.com. Feature event, live podcast.
You're listening to the Jersey Jerk Show on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
You facepalmed her?
I Walter Payton'd her right out of the way.
Oh my
I gave
God.
Her the sweetness.
I mean, it could be semen. We don't know.
Yeah, fucking Missy.
That's true.
Who's got a cock and tits?
Right. Yes. And I'm not just a girl.
You're a guy, too.
Guadalajara, isn't that in New York?
You know, one would think that there are sections of Guadalajara in New York, but no.
Isn't that the name of their airport?
What? Next time I have sex, I'm gonna clutch my fucking chest. And I should just wear a sleep mask.
You have my permission to come. I was wondering when I would be first. Your tits on your face.
Creepy Clinton.
Yeah, yeah. Marco's new character.
Creepy. Let me see them titties.
Oh my God!
Yes, Marco. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Jersey Jerks.
The fucking Jersey Jerks.
I would love the Jersey Jerks.
So prepare to have your brains raped.
Hey, baby. Hey, baby. Hey, baby. Get your mama's over this motherfucker. Come. Study long, study wrong.
With so much drama in the LBC, it's kinda hard being Snoop D-O-double-G. But I somehow, some way, keep coming up with funky ass shit like every single day. May I kick a little something for the G's and make a few ends as I breeze through. 2 in the morning and the party still jumping cause my mama ain't home. I got bitches in the living room getting it on and they ain't leaving till 6 in the morning. So what you wanna do? Shit, I got a pocket full of rubbers and my homeboys do too. So turn off the lights and close the door. But what?
We don't let them hoes.
Yeah. So we gon' smoke an ounce to this. G's up, hoes down. Why you motherfuckers bounce to this?
Rolling down the street, smoking endo, sipping on gin and juice.
Lay back.
With my mind on my money and my money on my mind.
Rolling down the street, smoking endo, sipping on gin and juice.
Lay back.
With my mind on my money and my money
now.
On my mind.
I got me some Seagram's gin. Everybody got their cups, but they ain't chipped in. Now this type of shit happens all the time. You gotta get yours, but fool, I gotta get mine. Everything is fine when you're listening to the D.O.G. I got the cultivating music that...
What up, bitches? Welcome to the Jersey Jerk Show on Riotcast.com. Please, for the gabillionth time, go to Facebook. Like the Jersey Jerks fan page. I worked hard on it. We all did. Make sure you find us on Twitter, Jersey Jerks, twitter.com. I don't really know the thing. And give us a call, 856-31-4500, or email us at jerseyjerks@riotcast.com. And speaking of the call, the phone number, we got a voicemail that's hilarious.
Yes, we did.
Sorry.
From some Vegas people that are drunk.
Yeah, brother and sister. Here we go.
What's up, Josh? This is Bruno from Vegas. My sister just learned about you guys, and she saw your $2 hot dog, $1 water video.
What?
And she's got it stuck in her head, and she has hashtagged it on her Facebook and her Twitter or her whatever.
Okay.
Tumblr.
Hashtag Jersey Jerks.
Hashtag Jersey Jerks.
All day, every day.
All day, every day.
All day.
We have Jersey Jerks.
Missy. Say Missy.
Missy.
Fabio.
Fabio.
Read the cue cards.
Let's go, Jersey Jerks. Woo!
Marco.
Marco.
And Chris.
Hashtag hello, homie.
Marco and Chris.
Marco and Chris.
There we go.
Play our shit on the air. Woo!
As you wish.
We'll be there.
Why are you listening?
Listening, for sure. You guys have a good night.
Thank you.
Jersey Jerks.
We're drunk. Woo!
Yeah, we're drunk.
Hey, Ed. Ed.
Hi, Chris.
You know what's funny? I don't know if this sounds weird to you guys, but have you ever heard of a brother and sister drinking together?
Oh, yeah.
Night? Really?
Yeah, I used to get drunk with my one brother all the time.
Did you really?
Yeah, but we lived together,
did
too.
Did you fuck him?
No. I'm not that into, like, I like Jimmy, but I'm not following in his footsteps. But yeah, he's hanging out with my brother all the time. Like,
really?
That. Oh, hell yeah.
I just thought it was weird. I was like, huh, it just sounds kind of like, what followed after that? Let's play strip poker, sis. She's probably like, sure, why not?
Jersey Jerks. Okay, every day. Woo!
I love that.
How you like that? I actually made a soundbite of the girl. They wanted their shit played on the air. I
That's
played
awesome. Because it's a great soundbite.
Yeah, now.
All day, every day.
Jersey Jerks. All day, every day.
She doesn't say every right, but it's acceptable.
It'll work.
It is good. It's good.
Yeah, it is good.
So make sure that also when you go on social networks, to hashtag Jersey Jerks.
Yeah, hashtag yeah. Jersey Jerks.
Hashtag Jersey
all day,
Jerks.
Every day. Woo!
Hashtag all day, every day. Hashtag drunk. Hashtag woo! So Vegas loves us. Send us out there.
That's
Can
cool.
we stay at your place when we go out there?
Oh, yeah.
Brother
sure
and sister?
I'm sure they'd love
Bruno
that.
Bruno and
No, you don't
girl.
Have to do that. You got to stay on the strip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe they live in, like, Hendersonville or something. Isn't there, like, a town right outside called Hendersonville?
I don't fucking know. I'm from Jersey.
You've been to Vegas, though, right?
No, I've never been to Vegas.
Oh, my bad.
Chris has been to Vegas. It's
yeah, I didn't make it off the strip.
He didn't make it to Hendersonville.
I think it's a real town.
Whatever. It's like, did you ever see
Mr. Deeds? It doesn't matter if it's a real town.
You ever see Mr. Deeds?
Yeah.
You remember when she makes up that awful
yeah.
town name and then he actually finds it? It's like...
West, like Winchesterton...
Winchestertonville.
Fieldville. Winchesterton Fieldville.
Winchesterton Fieldville. That's, yeah.
Yeah.
Nevada.
Hashtag woo.
Oh, man.
We should do a drunk show.
We yeah, we tried that already. It didn't work.
When?
Before you joined us.
Oh, we got to do it with me. Hashtag woo.
It's going to be tough to do, though, because we all... Well, I got to work in the morning. I can't
we'll do it
drunk.
On a day that we don't have work the next day.
Okay. Okay.
We'll do a special night one night.
I mean, we tried the high show. That
yeah, that was hilarious.
Yeah, that wasn't so bad. We should probably do another one.
Yeah,
real soon.
Like now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that would be
hashtag
great.
Get fucked up. Woo!
I like how we're getting credit for the $2 hot dog, $1 water.
Yeah,
dog, by
I mean,
the way.
You got, yeah, we got to give credit
that's,
to
that's
the great
Frederick
Bishop
Barr.
Frederick Barr right. and his wife, Mrs. Bishop Barr.
She was sassy.
Yeah, she was.
She was a sassy broad. I liked it. She called me a baby doll or something.
Yeah, and yeah, make sure you guys check out their YouTube page. You know, just put up, just type in $2 hot dog, $1 water.
Yeah, then hashtag Jersey Jerks. And, yeah, hashtag woo.
Right, you'll find it. Yeah, speaking of $2 hot dogs, I almost had my first hot dog in over a year the other day, and I changed my mind at the last second.
Why?
Because it looked funky. You know, you ever go into like a 7-Eleven and you see their hot dogs just rolling on that thing?
Well, yeah, they've been there for 6 years.
Yeah, it just doesn't look right. It looks fake.
I don't
like the fake fruit you see in people's houses, just like fake dogs.
Nasty. I've never eaten a hot dog from.
Me neither. I was going to.
Yeah, like they're all wrinkled like an old lady's face. It's like disgusting.
Or an old man's penis.
Look, I'm wrinkles like an old lady's cunt.
Or that.
I was waiting for the day someone would bring up wrinkles like an old lady so I could play that.
So why have you been against hot dogs for the past year?
I'm not against them. I just haven't gotten around to them.
Hot dogs are part of my life.
Are they?
I love hot dogs.
No shit.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
She puts the whole thing in her mouth at once.
She deep throats them.
Me and Jesus always go to specialty hot dog places.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any you would recommend in the Philadelphia area?
Oh, yeah. On South Street, there's one called Hot Diggity.
Okay.
It's so banging. I go there the most out of any other ones.
Okay.
Then there's this place in Media
mm-hmm.
called Two Brothers, and they sell all different types of like barbecued food.
What did Five Brothers break up or something?
Yeah, it's like a...
It's Five Guys.
Five Guys. Oh, no, Three Brothers Pizza.
Three Brothers Pizza.
Down the shore.
This is like Two Brothers something. I forget what it
two
is.
Two Brothers $1 water.
Two Brothers. Oh, my God.
Two Brother Hot Dog $1 water.
What?
What? That's banging. And the one on South Street's really good. They have all different kinds of hot dogs. Like specialty hot dogs. Like, you know, specialty pizzas.
Yeah.
Will be like insanely
Yeah, they
weird
have like
ingredients.
They have like chili dogs with extra crap on it and stuff like that.
Yeah, they have like a Seattle dog and they have like a Philly dog.
Well, hopefully one day they'll open a $2 hot dog, $1 water around here, around these parts.
Yeah, I doubt it.
Put everybody out of business.
No shit.
Mm-hmm.
No, especially with our fucking support behind it.
That's right. Hashtag Jersey Jerk.
I'll tell you where not to eat hot dogs.
7-Eleven.
In Africa.
Oh, God.
There was an African restaurant that got shut down for serving human flesh.
And human head was actually
two
on
human
the
heads. Yeah. Two human heads were found wrapped in cellophane in the kitchen.
What the fuck, man?
Like, and you know how this all came out? There was some sort of pastor was there eating, and when he asked what it was, they told him, and it was no big deal, and he reported it.
Good for
him. So they came in, shut it down, and who knows how long they've been doing it for.
I know. How the fuck? Like, you just murder people so that it can be food?
Yeah.
Like, are they young, old?
What the heads?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
They didn't specify.
No.
Huh?
No.
What was the name?
We have
of the
nice
place?
Baby head.
Baby head.
Lots of baby fat.
Well, yeah. You know, like veal's like a baby cow.
Yeah.
So would it have a
baby head? It's soft.
Oh God! I'm gonna throw up.
It's like the scene in Temple of Doom when they're chilled monkey brains.
That's so gross.
Well, that's what I pictured when I heard the story. I was like, what? Like, I picture that whole scene where they just put the monkey's head in front of them and they opened up the head and it was like their brains all frozen and shit.
Do you know what I pictured?
Hmm.
I pictured when Mila Kunis and Denzel Washington meet up with that couple in the middle of the Book of Eli and they're like shaking.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, my God, they got the shakes from eating too much human.
Yeah, they looked. Yeah, they saw
and
the
like,
fingernails
what?
And shit.
Oof. Yeah. God damn, that's so gross.
Hey, what are you going to do, man? People have...
It's Africa.
Hey, maybe they're sick of eating flies.
Like, do you think you can get diseases from eating, like... Like, how do you even cook
first of
human?
First, saute.
Turn the oven on 350 degrees. Yeah.
I don't know. Ask the Germans.
Like
they were.
Oh my God!
That was just chatter.
Vegans. Yeah. I here's the thing: where our bodies, our digestive system is not equipped. You have to eat it for like little amounts for a long period of time to build an immunity to eat that kind of stuff. Because if you try eating it now, you'll get sick.
I would think so.
I mean, the people, you know, I would assume the people that were on bath salts that tried, you know,
eating
ripping
people's faces.
Yeah,
and stuff.
Like if they swallowed any, they probably got sick at some point. That
because
yeah,
if
bath
you
salts.
Drink too much blood, don't you get sick?
I think there's a certain amount. Before
yeah,
you start
you're just like
your
regurgitating it all. But you know how like chicken, you have to cook for like X amount of time at X amount of temperature. Or you'll get, like, salmonella or whatever?
Yeah.
So, like,
fucker!
So, like, how long would you have to cook human?
Are you asking me?
No, like, it's just pondering.
Hold on, let me Google a recipe here.
Yeah, how like, to cook human brain.
Like, AIDS is, like, whoa, in Africa, right?
Yeah, but I think once you boil something, you kill everything off.
So is that what you do? You boil it?
I don't fucking
I can't believe you just glossed over that AIDS is, like, whoa.
I'm not acknowledging your stupidity anymore. That vocabulary is not accepted in my brain.
Oh, shush. So, I guess boil. Anything boiled is gross, though, I feel. So I feel like they would have to do it on a grill.
Really? You think?
I don't like boiled anything.
Boiled eggs?
Yeah.
What? One for one.
That's it. That's all I like is boiled eggs.
Boiled hot dogs?
No. I do it on a frying pan with butter.
Such white trash.
Fuck you, I am not.
How do you not like boiled hot dogs? That's majority of how they're prepared.
Because once you do it another way, it's fancy.
I personally got to be like honest, I'm not a big fan.
I like them on the grill.
Yeah, the grill.
But if it's like, you know, the weather is the way it
you
is.
You do it on a frying pan.
That's disgusting.
It's not. You put some butter on it. It's delicious.
Butter?
You split it in half, fry it out with some butter. Oh, it's so good, Bob. You're crazy. It's so good. Mm-mm. Why are you calling me white trash so much today?
That was the first time I
That is the second time.
What was I called you white trash the first time.
No, I didn't know that. I didn't hear him call you white trash.
Because of my Kings of Leon shirt.
That's not white trash. It's just stupid.
She put fucking duct tape on a t-shirt.
She's poor.
She's not poor. She can afford a shirt.
I was trying to be
You creative. Hear that? She's poor. You should donate to the Jersey Jerk
donate
Show.
Donate so I can buy some Kings of Leon t-shirts.
Yeah, please don't donate for that.
No, we would use it towards better things.
Mm-hmm. Like killing Kings of Leon.
Like a shovel for Marco so he can get out of his parking spot and get
Marco's
to the show on time.
Oh, yeah, not here because he's plowed in. Even though for the past 5 hours it's been raining and melted all the snow.
You're a fat fucking disgrace. You're a fucking liar.
What was I going to say? Shit.
Yeah.
Oh, have you guys, I gotta mention this. Have you guys seen the movie 42 about Jackie Robinson?
Yeah.
No.
You haven't. I just watched it the other day. And
I heard
can
it was
I just,
bad.
No, it's, I, no, I it's liked a good it. Movie. I liked it. I thought it was really good. The first half was a little eh, but the second half was really good. I tell you what, I was appalled at the racism in this movie.
I heard.
Oh, it's insane. And the dude that plays the Phillies manager?
Yeah, Ben
Chapman. He was
Ben
in
Chapman.
Justified?
Yeah, Ben yeah. Chapman.
Oh, my God.
He's Steve the Pirate in Dodgeball.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, he's insane.
His whole script had the N-word in it.
No way.
Like, yeah.
If he had, I don't know, he must have had like 40 lines in the movie.
Uh-huh.
And it was all like right next to each other.
And it was all N-word, N-word, N-word?
N-word, at least two N-words per line.
Yeah, whoa. I was watching it at work. I got up and locked the door.
No shit.
I was like, oh my God.
I was watching
horrible.
It at home. I muted it. I looked over my shoulder. I was like, whoop, sorry.
It's really bad.
It was bad. I mean, no, the movie's great. That scene, that part was horrible.
What is it about? Like the...
Jackie Robinson, first construction worker in the United States. You know, they retired his fucking hard hat.
Shut up. So Jackie Robinson, nope. What was it about? He wasn't the first black player, right?
I think he first black major league baseball player.
I thought
player.
Hank Aaron was.
No.
No.
No?
No.
So Jackie Robinson was the first black guy to get into the NBA.
Wow.
The MLB.
You're fucking retarded.
I didn't mean to say that.
No, the movie should be about the first white guy to get in the NBA.
True.
The guy that invented the game. That was it. It stopped right after him.
So what time period? Like the 20s or something?
No. I think it was like late 40s.
50s, I think.
Late 40s, I think it was. Going into the 50s.
Okay. And racism was still existed at that point?
Yeah, just like today. I mean,
yeah, but I mean, it wasn't
no, it's
like
nothing
the,
like
no,
today.
No,
was it like the water fountain thing? Like you?
Yes,
can't,
yes,
okay.
yes. Yeah,
when did slavery? Not slavery. When did racism end? Then
I don't think it ended yet.
Okay,
yeah.
When did segregation? When did that end?
I think it was like the was it late 60s? Late '60s.
Late '60s.
I think so.
Holy fuck.
Yeah.
That's crazy to me.
It is crazy.
That's
absolutely
so crazy.
Yeah,
crazy.
You want to see some real racism? Watch this movie. Holy shit.
Yeah, it's bad.
It makes me sad. Racism
you know,
makes me so sad.
I'm glad they didn't show any, like, you know how some movies, like Mississippi Burning?
Yeah.
Like, I'm glad they didn't show, like, someone planting a cross on his lawn, yeah. like a burn. Like, they didn't get graphic like that, but the language was graphic as fuck.
Was he saying it toward Jackie Robinson?
I'm not even bullshitting right now. Yeah, he was at the plate, ready to bat during a major league game. This guy
goddamn
is...
jigaboo.
Thanks, Andrew Lisa.
Yeah, right. This guy was the Phillies general manager, or coach, whatever.
Jackie Robinson was on the Phillies?
No, what?
They were playing the Phillies.
My brain's going to fucking explode.
Yeah, what's that? All right, my bad. So, Jackie Robinson's at the plate.
Jackie Robinson was signed by the Brooklyn Dodgers.
Sweet, I remember that.
Okay. And they were playing the Philadelphia Phillies. Now, at the time, apparently, the Philadelphia Phillies were the most racist team in baseball. Like, the manager, the general manager of the Phillies, called the general manager of the Brooklyn Dodgers and said, hey, we're really excited for you guys to come to Philly, but you got to leave the N-word home. Okay? And as a matter of fact, when they did show up with him, the hotel that was booked for them, they didn't let him in.
None
of them. The whole team was shunned from the... But anyway, they're playing the Phillies, and the dude, Ben Chapman, the guy that was the coach for the Phillies, was standing right outside the dugout, facing Jackie Robinson at the plate, and just yelling N-words at him, and all kinds of fucked up shit.
What
and
did then, Jackie Robinson do?
He was just... He was trying to play the game. Like, he was pissed... And then finally, one of his white teammates did the right thing and went over and got in his face, which was cool. But I got to be honest, watching this movie, I was really bothered by it because this shit really happened. You know, and you watch like movies and then they drop the M-bomb here and there. It's like, whatever, you know.
Yeah.
But this was fucking hurtful.
Yeah.
This was hurtful shit, you know.
Bang, bang, skeet, skeet, nigga.
Yeah, like that kind of shit don't bother me. But this was blatantly fucked up. You know? I was sad for the guy, and, you know, this is fucking 70 years ago almost. I wasn't around.
Right.
But I was, like, feeling bad for the guy at the time watching the movie. I was like, Jesus, what a horrible fucking, you know, time he went through, you know? And, but man, what? It was a good movie. It was a good movie. I'm actually mad now that I watched it. I can't believe Harrison Ford or the actor that played Jackie Robinson didn't get an Oscar nod at all. At least give him the nod. They both played really good.
They were both really good. But
who was Harrison Ford in it?
He was the owner of the Brooklyn Dodgers.
And he was the one that decided.
Yes.
And everyone that supported him in New York. And then that was it?
Nobody supported him. It was his team.
It's his team. Do whatever fuck he wants.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
And he told Jackie Robinson later in the movie the reason why, because Jackie asked him, why me? Why did you do this? And he told him, he said that back in the day when he played baseball, there was, as he put it, a colored fella.
Okay.
Because that's how they spoke back then.
Right.
That was on the team that he played with, and he was so good, but because of all the shit that happened, you know, he basically just disappeared, and he knew he could have done something more to help him, and he didn't.
How did he find out about Jackie Robinson?
Well, Jackie Robinson was playing in the Negro Leagues, and he was awesome.
Okay.
The guy's a fucking prodigy at baseball. Yeah, well, you got scouts that go down and watch him and stuff.
But would
like
they go to the Negro Leagues if, like, the MLB wouldn't, right?
He sent one of his guys to check him out because he heard about him.
Okay.
Because, you know, sometimes they'll print stuff in certain papers, and he's the owner of a team. I'm sure he has resources that...
I'm sure, yeah.
And that's what happened. But, you know, he heard about this guy. There was a couple other guys he mentioned, too, that were too old. Like, one of them was a name I've heard before, too. They were like, well, what about so-and-so? And he's like, nah, he's a little too old or something like that. Another famous black player, I can't remember who it was.
It's been a long time since I've seen it.
Who he actually eventually did go to the major leagues at his older age. Mm-hmm. But, you know...
But to be the first, they wanted to go with somebody like spectacular.
Jackie Robinson is, I would think, hands down, probably the greatest baseball player that ever played. I mean, just for the simple fact that under his duress of playing the game, he was fucking good. Imagine if he was accepted from the get-go.
Yeah.
He probably would have been better.
The dude
got hit by pitches almost every fucking game, you know? That's taking away, you know, his bringing down his batting average and bringing up his concussions, you know?
Did he get accepted by the time his career was over in baseball?
Oh, the number 42, which is his, is not allowed to be worn on any team in baseball. He's the only guy to have that.
When did he retire from baseball?
It was like the early 70s, I think. He was done 71.
And then did that help in the movement of
absolutely
segregation?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, even during his
I
time.
I want to say it.
During his
it
time playing.
It sounds really good.
A couple years after, I think after they won the pennant from the Yankees, I think at that point they started bringing in more black players in the league.
Cool.
And, you know, I guess the Phillies were the last one. I think Ryan Howard was their first black player.
Oh, my God.
Or Jimmy Rollins.
Everyone on the Phillies keeps getting cancer, by the way. That's bizarre. Curt Schilling has cancer now.
He's not on the Phillies.
But when he was.
He's a Red Sox.
Yeah, there's a lot of people who have played at Veterans Stadium have gotten cancer.
Yeah, what's up with that, man? Have you ever
been? Obviously not the important ones. You know, not the ones I want to get cancer.
Oh, my God.
Like?
Anybody that plays at Citizens Bank?
Andy Reid?
Did he play at the Vet?
Yeah, he did. I think they're saying baseball because they were there much more. You know, baseball, they play 80 home games a year.
Yeah, but you know what, baseball, though? You know what baseball players do that football players don't? Chew tobacco.
Oh, right.
I would think. And Curt Schilling is notorious for chewing tobacco. As a matter of fact, that motherfucker doesn't even have tobacco in his mouth, and he still has that lump. Probably from all the scar tissue from what the chewing tobacco did to him. He's a disgusting human being.
Yeah, as far as I'm concerned, he could chew a dick. Fuck him.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, no one does like him. I get it. But it was kind of bizarre that another
Philly. I don't give a fuck about him.
He's no Jackie Robinson.
No, he's definitely not.
So then, Jackie, how long was Jackie in the league for?
I don't know.
A long time?
Roughly, I would say like 12, 14 years, something like that.
Sounds like a good movie.
It was a very
good movie.
I wanted to watch it when it came out in the theater. I never got around to it. I don't go to the movies much. Once in a blue moon, I'll go. And when I saw it was on HBO last week, I was like, oh, I got to watch it. And I, you know, kept it in the back of my mind. And, you know, because of the shitty weather, I've had more time to do it.
Oh, yeah.
You know? So I actually sat and watched it. I was like, wow, that was a really good movie. I didn't think I was going to like it at first because I didn't like the way it started, but man, it really picked up and just took off.
Awesome. I'm going to watch it.
Yeah, I would definitely recommend it. Anybody listening, you know, especially if you're a baseball fan, that's a movie to watch because, you know, has to do with baseball and racism, but mostly baseball.
I'm more interested in the racism.
I don't always watch movies like that, especially when it first comes out, because normally they're so unfactual that it's ridiculous.
That's true.
You know, they just make shit up to make the movie better.
Yeah.
So it's like, just tell
music
the story.
Do that all the time.
Yeah, it gets annoying. Like, the movie about Mickey Ward. I can't remember what it's called.
You know? The one with Mark Wahlberg?
Yeah.
The Fighter.
Yeah, that...
I never even saw
90%
it.
Of that movie was bullshit.
It was, but I thought it was an entertaining movie.
But his...
So was Invincible. I love that
story,
fucking movie.
His story is fine the way it is. Like, they just made up fighters for him to fight. Why not just go by what really happened?
I don't know.
Moneyball.
Hollywood.
Moneyball failed to mention that the Oakland A's had the best pitching staff in baseball during that year. That's three guys that won over 18 games, I think, that year.
But they weren't expected to be that good.
Oh, no, they were. They were good the year before.
Oh, were they?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. They lost to the Yankees in the year before. Well, they did say that in the movie. They lost to the Yankees the year before.
But they don't mention the pitching staff.
Oh, whatever.
They make it sound like those three fucking free agents that they signed up with garbage were
90%.
Awesome.
90% of movies, they just lie. I mean,
especially if
why they say based on true story
or
whatever.
Why not just tell the story?
That's what documentaries are for.
That's fine, but in Moneyball... A mention that, oh, by the way, we still have the best pitching staff in baseball would have made me happy. But the fact that they don't even mention those guys.
I didn't care. I thought it was a great movie. I didn't give a shit about that so much.
It annoyed me.
I didn't say it.
Moneyball?
No,
it was good.
I heard good things.
You know what movie was fucking hysterical that I just watched last week? Mm. Bad Grandpa.
Oh, was it good?
Holy shit.
I'm dying to see that.
Dude, I had tears in my eyes. I was laughing so hard.
In the theater, I was dying.
Yeah.
The part, I don't want to ruin anything for you, but
the
part in the strip club.
Oh my God, I was dying.
I couldn't catch my breath. I was laughing so hard.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I got to watch it.
Yeah, it's so funny. I never go and see movies in the theater, and I was like, I'm fucking seeing this. And it was
me and my girl were talking about going to see it, and we never got around. Again, we just didn't get around to it.
I didn't know how I was going to take it, because there's a storyline to it. Mm-hmm. It's not like the Jackass movies. And the storyline was great. It was awesome.
Yeah.
It's got
a plot and everything.
It's so fucking, it's good.
I heard it was good. I heard nothing but good things about it.
Definitely. It's out now, so
yeah, it's on demand.
And not only is Knoxville hysterical, the kid.
I heard the kid steals the movie.
Oh my God, he's so funny.
Steals the movie.
Yeah.
He's so cool. Fucking funny.
He's great. I love the little kid. He's good. I don't know. I don't know what movies are out now, though.
Now?
Yeah, let's see. So I was thinking about going to the movies the other day. And
I was thinking about it, too, and I couldn't think anything really jumped out. I know there's some movies. Actually, RoboCop I'd like to see. I think that looks pretty good.
No, what the fuck, man? It's PG-13. It's weird.
So what?
I don't know. RoboCop was like known for its violence and known for its blood. It's one of the most gory, violent, action-packed movies of all time.
Yeah, but PG-13 now is much more violent than it was 25 years ago.
I agree.
Yeah, I don't know.
The violence is more accepted in movies.
It looks weird.
If you say it, let me know.
Yeah, it doesn't look...
Tell him. I'm not going
to
say
it. All right. I don't think I'll go to the theater to see it,
but I will see it eventually at some point.
Let me know if it's good. It just looks like shit to me.
Really?
Yeah.
I think it looks great. It's getting rave reviews.
Is it?
Yeah.
Fuck. I'd rather hear from you.
I haven't even seen a preview for it yet.
Really?
Yeah. I did. I mean, Transformers looks good, but that's not out for a long time.
Yeah, that's like over the summer. Right. I don't know. I read the synopsis of it. They said it takes place 5 years after the third movie.
Okay.
That's why you don't see the asshole, the regular asshole in the movie.
Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah, the Shia LaBeouf.
Hopefully they kill him off. Shia LaBeouf.
Shia LaBeouf is having like a meltdown right now. I don't know if you're aware of that.
Yeah, because he's a fucking pain in the ass. He's like Michael Cera. He's like a pain in the ass to work with.
No,
apparently.
He's like worse, apparently. He was like plagiarizing things.
Really?
Yeah. He made like a short movie and totally.
I got an idea for a movie. You're going to fucking love it. Oh, really? What's it about? Well, it's about a frat house with a bunch of loony guys, you know, and one guy is just fucking crazy. Like, there's a scene.
He's like an animal.
Yeah, he's like an animal. And they live in this big house. You're going to love it. Sounds interesting. Yeah.
And you know what one of them's GPA is?
0.0. Like her IQ.
Fuck you.
He's
having like a meltdown. He's doing an art installation now in LA. Where
art installation?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, what's he hanging pictures? What does that
mean? No, an installation is
I don't know what that means.
An installation is
where you
like,
want it.
Like if we wanted to do an art installation of the Jersey Jerks,
right?
This would be our art installation. That's literally. Like
podcasting?
All of this. No, it would be...
So he's doing a podcast now.
No, it would be like the table and the computers and my drink. Like, that is what an installation is.
What?
It's not an installation.
It's a fucking table.
Exactly. But this is what he's doing is he has a table set up in a room.
Right.
You go into the room and you pick up one of the... he has a bunch of different items that are related to his life. And you pick it up and you bring it in there.
Can you pick it up and hit him over the head with it?
I don't think you're allowed to hit him. And then he sits at a table with you, like across, like me and you, Fub.
Mm-hmm.
And he has a paper bag on his head that says, I'm sorry. Hashtag I'm sorry. And he just stares at you.
Are you fucking with me?
You weirdo fuck.
I'm dead fucking serious. And people like went to see it. Like people lined up to go.
And now one person shot him. Fucking assholes.
No, they were tweeting it, and their tweets were hilarious. They're like, I think I was just in a haunted house. And like, but they don't even know if it's really Shia LaBeouf behind the paper bag. It might not even be him. Then he went to a movie premiere and had a paper bag over his head that said, I am not famous anymore. And he walked the red carpet like that.
What an asshole.
And then they tried to interview him, and he answered one question and then left. He's like losing his fucking mind right now.
You think he's losing his mind, or is he just an asshole?
I think he's just an asshole.
Yeah.
Yeah,
ever since he did that.
He's an asshole!
Ever since he got caught stealing that one guy's idea completely, he, like, apologized, like, via airplane skywriter thing, and then he just is gone.
Via airplane skywriter thing.
He's gotten...
That's great advertisement.
Fuck you.
Wish my guidance counselor would have told me about that job.
Yeah.
Airplane Skywriter person, driver,
thing.
Whatever. I sound like one of those Bud commercials. Remember them? Real American heroes. You don't remember them?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, okay. I was like, fuck you.
I do.
I feel like that's right up your alley. Of humor.
No. No. So Shia LaBeouf is basically done.
Yeah, he's
a man who nobody gives a shit about.
He's 27 years old, though.
You know what? The Hollywood is flooded with actors and actresses right now. That it's not like the way it used to be. Like, you would see the same. Like, for instance, Harrison Ford. We were just talking about him. The guy owned basically the end of the 70s. He dominated the 80s, even the first half of the 90s, and then he started to slow down to where he's at now. You know, now you don't see it. You won't see actors like that. I think Mark Wahlberg might be the only guy right now that's consistent the last 10 years.
Can you imagine if they made the type of money in the 70s and 80s that they make now for movies, the actors, how much money Harrison Ford would have?
Yeah.
Oh, my.
I'm sure he's already... Like
I'm sure he's filthy.
Think about the back end money he's getting for all the franchises he's been in. I mean,
but I mean, can you imagine if he was making $20 million a picture plus that? Because I mean, if they made that type of money back in the 70s and 80s, he would have commanded $20 million a picture.
Yeah, yeah,
you know.
Oh yeah, what was Harrison Ford's first movie? Was it Star Wars?
No. He did a movie, one of those war. I don't know if it was a Vietnam movie. It was like those Magnificent Seven types of movies.
Okay.
Or Dirty Dozen type of movies or whatever. He was in that. He was like, I don't know, like the sixth, seventh character or something in that. He was in a movie with Gene Wilder.
I like him.
The San Francisco Kid, which I thought was a funny movie. It's like Blazing Saddles, but without the racism.
I've never seen it. I'm going to have to say it.
It's different, you know. Gene Wilder plays a rabbi, and Harrison Ford is a thief. This takes place in like Western times, and they just team up or whatever. It's a
like
buddy
an
comedy.
Unlikely duo.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I thought it was funny. I'm not 100% sure what his very first movie was.
I feel like he wasn't one of those actors that like did a commercial first.
I know that. I know that when he got the Star Wars role, he wasn't like a really popular guy.
Yeah.
None of them were, actually.
Yeah, they were all, like, kind of unknown.
Carrie Fisher was known because of her parents were famous.
Who are her parents?
She has a real famous...
Fisher Price.
She has a real famous mother and father. I forgot who they are, though.
Wow.
If you look it up, you'll know. But that's it. I mean, nobody else. The Obi-Wan was the only one that was famous at the time, and he's like fucking 80 in the movie.
Yeah, he's mad.
But he's been around forever. I mean, he's been doing movies since they were black and white. And one of the movies I think he was in was Bridge Over the River Kwai, which is a real big time war movie, World War One movie, I think.
Okay.
It like won Oscars and shit like that. It's a really good movie if you're into old movies and stuff. And he was in that.
Did the Oscars happen yet?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I think it's in March.
All right.
I want to say it's March. But yeah, there wasn't really that many. I mean, even, what's his name? The guy who does Vader's voice?
Mm-hmm. James Earl Jones.
He wasn't famous back then.
He was just a Big Bang Theory. It was hilarious.
Okay.
James Earl Jones. Just saying, watch it. It was funny. Shut up. Side note.
Yeah, so there wasn't many famous people in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously after the movie came out and it was a fucking huge hit, well, then that's the only actors anybody knew.
Oh, yeah.
Were those people. So.
Even though, did Mark Hamill ever do anything else besides Star Wars?
Nothing that was as good or as famous as Star Wars. I mean, he's actually still working today. You just don't realize it.
He was like, in Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back.
He was.
You know, he does the voices for every fucking cartoon that's probably popular right now.
Really?
Like, he's the voice of the Joker in all the Batman cartoons and the video games. Like, the last 5-6 Batman, or 5-6 years of Batman games, which is like 3. He's been the voice of the Joker. He gets paid a lot of money for voiceover work.
Hell yeah, that's where it's at.
Yeah, he's really good at it, too. He can change his voice and shit. I didn't realize he was, like, that kind of talented, but... Yeah, he's still working. Carrie Fisher's a fucking drunk drug addict.
She was on The Big Bang, too.
Yeah, she's a fat, bloated mess.
Oh, my gosh.
She was so hot back then.
Yeah.
She was so hot. I saw some pictures that they just released of, like, outtakes from behind the scenes that they've never shown before, and she was so hot.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was really hot.
Yeah, I know.
And she went like batshit crazy, right?
They all do at some point.
She has a book. I want to read it.
Did she go batshit crazy? Maybe read more recently than back then. I don't think back then she went crazy.
Are you thinking
about the Superman chick?
No.
Because she went batshit
crazy. No, Carrie Fisher wrote a book about it. Two books, actually.
Well, that's because of her drug addiction.
Yeah, but she, like, electroshock therapied herself and everything.
Herself, or she had it done to her?
Well, she had it done to her, but she chose to do it.
She stuck her tongue in his socket.
No, I meant like, she chose to do it. Like, she wanted to do it.
We're going to try a new experiment. Yeah, she's a batty bitch now, for sure.
Batty bitch.
Yeah.
Hashtag batty bitch.
Hashtag batty bitch.
Hashtag woo.
Hashtag batty bitch. Woo.
Jersey Jerks. All day, every day. Woo.
That's so funny.
You guys want to take a quick break?
Sure.
And then we'll come back. I know we just started, but we're not going to go that long tonight.
Nah.
The weather's shitty. I don't know about anybody else listening tonight, but the weather is absolute dog shit here.
It's raining.
Thank you.
It's gonna rain! We'll be back.
Hey, let's talk about Tweaked Audio.
Okay.
What do you want to talk about? You want to talk about their great deal?
Yes!
The fuck?
Of course.
Talk about their amazing color.
Do you know what their amazing callers are yet, miss?
I know that there's 7.
Yes.
Good call.
That's a good start.
Ding!
Let's guess the colors.
Okay.
One at a time.
Pink.
Ding!
What's the next one?
Right.
Go to tweakedaudio.com, type in the code word jerks. 33% off. Not fucking 10%, not 15%, not even 20%. 33% off and free shipping. And you can pick from 7 different colors. Red, blue, green, yellow, pink, black, silver,
ding,
and wood grain. And there's also 7 styles. Tweaked.
Ding.
PB.
Ding.
California.
Ding.
Parkour.
Ding.
Parkour 2.
Ding.
Classic.
Ding.
National.
Ding.
Those are the different styles.
You're right. You're goddamn right.
And they also come in 2 different features. Mic'd.
And
on mic. Yes. In case you want to talk on your phone, get the mic. If you don't, just want to listen to shit, don't get it.
Ding.
Right. Works with all MP3 players.
Ding.
All Apple.
Ding.
All Android.
Ding.
And most phones.
Ding.
It's always good for that windbag over there just laughing.
One of these days he's going to have a heart attack.
Exciting deals. Again, go to tweakedaudio.com.
Ding.
Type in cohort jerks.
Ding.
Get 33% off.
Ding.
Free shipping.
Ding.
It's worth it.
Ding.
It's amazing.
Ding.
All right, we're done.
Nope.
And we're back, bitches. What's up? Make sure you call us at 856-381-4500 and leave a voicemail and we'll play it. Like we did with Bruno and his sister. And
I'm
the drunk.
We're gonna get a lot
hashtag
more of
Jersey
now.
Jerks. Hashtag woo.
Is that how it goes?
Jersey Jerks. All day, every day. Woo!
Anybody watching the Olympics?
I watched the opening ceremony at
how
a
was
bar.
That?
It was
boring.
Weird.
Boring.
It was so boring. It was so sad to see some countries had, like, one person represented. Seriously.
And now, Qatar.
Yeah.
See, like, a fucking midget come out, can't even hold the flag up.
The opening ceremonies were so bizarre. Like, in Russia, they're on a whole other level. Like, they...
Yeah, they're fucking Cro-Magnon men over there. They live in fucking ice their whole lives. Like,
yeah.
They're just backwards people.
I don't get it. Has anybody died yet, though, that you've heard of? Didn't somebody luge die last year?
Oh, yeah. Oh, not last year, when the last Olympics.
Oh, 4 years ago?
Or a bobsled. Or somebody, like their fucking...
smashed.
Their
and, like,
thing,
exploded,
like, flew
right,
right off the track.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
If that happened more often, I'd watch the Olympics.
I totally agree, Chris.
Shaun White, I know. Smash. Shaun White didn't win anything. He got fourth place. which is weird because I feel like all he does is the Olympics. So.
Loser. Yeah, I haven't heard anything great. I just, the only thing I've heard of that some Russian figure skater, some chick, she's like 15 years old, probably built like, you know, a rock.
Yeah.
apparently she's like really, really good and she's so fast. Like they can't believe how quick she is on the ice.
Roids.
Yeah. And you know what I was thinking? I'm like, why doesn't this girl try to take up hockey? She's that fucking fast, you know? She'd probably be pretty good at it if she can handle a stick. Besides the one between her legs.
Oh, my God.
I am great Russian skater.
Russia.
That's what she sounds like. She
I must break you.
You know what I did hear that was funny about the Olympics? Because, honestly, we talk about this every time the Olympics are on, and it's always boring. But what is kind of funny is the Russians are not keyed into the lingo.
Yes.
On the translations. Especially on, like, the X-Gamer type games, like the snowboarding and stuff. Mm-hmm. When they say, like, sick, they're actually... When they're translating, like, ill. You know, like, people are ill. And one of the American chicks, she's a downhill skier or something like that. She was saying how stoked she was. And they never heard that. So, apparently, they don't have a suburban dictionary.
Yeah.
But they didn't know what it meant, so they were, like, just making up shit. Like, they didn't know what to say. You know, I believe she said that she is a man.
Well, it's funny because there's people tweeting out pictures of menus in restaurants over there, and they have, like, an English translation on the menu. So if it would be, like, an assortment of cupcakes, it'll say cupcake ass or something like that.
That's awesome.
Cupcake ass. Ass neck.
That sounds delicious. I'll have one.
I'll have the piss clams.
Oh, my God.
Speaking of which, apparently one of the Olympians, I believe they were American, they were eating at a restaurant, and they were trying to use the translator thing, and they didn't find out until after the meal was over that what they ordered was horse meat.
Ugh.
But they admitted that it was actually tasty.
Ugh.
So.
Yeah. The one thing that I did notice about the opening ceremonies was that, like, the way that all the other countries came in, mm-hmm. they came in all, like, all the athletes that were participating, like, had flags, and they were waving their flag and stuff like that, and they looked all proud. Then America comes in.
America.
And they have these disgustingly ugly sweaters. Like, it was an ugly sweater party made by Polo, which was weird. They did not have flags. Everyone was taking selfies of themselves.
Well, did you hear the song they were playing when the Americans walked in?
No, I was in a bar. They were acting like that. That's awesome.
That is awesome. I wish they did, man. That shit
would be great.
Awesome.
That would be awesome.
But the sports in the Olympic are just so boring.
Yeah. What's that curling?
Curling,
oh,
man.
Oh, my God.
I feel like that was relatively new. And then
that's got to be a woman's sport. I mean, you have to learn how to sleep.
Oh, my God.
Give him a dustpan, too. Wrong.
It's funny about that because of the last Olympics. That's when I had first...
The last Olympics?
Shut up. That was the first time I ever heard of it. And then I looked into the history of it, and it's, like, been around for fucking ever, and I had no idea.
Really?
Yeah, I had no idea. It was, like, this super, like, Canada, like, loves it. They have, like, curling... Like, when you go to Canada, they'll have, like, a curling thing at a bar or something.
Really?
Yeah.
That's odd as shit.
Yeah, like, you know, we have, like, bowling alleys. They would have, like, curling iron.
Curling alleys. It's Tuesday. It's league night. You can't come in.
Consuela from Family Guy's the gold medal winner.
No. I take first place. What else interesting? Oh, the very first tie for first place that happened in Olympic history.
Oh, yeah.
Two female downhill skiers had the exact same finish time. And you know they do like .00 whatever. Exact same time.
Whoa.
I know. That's pretty fucking...
They should have made them go again.
Yeah. I want to know what they did with the medal. Did they split it in half like the chocolate coins? Like, how did they split the medals?
And the little stands they stand on for the gold, silver, and bronze, they're not big enough for two people.
No. Well, the 80 Olympic team stood on it. The whole team stood on the fucking top first place platform.
Was one of them American?
Yeah. I'm sorry. No. I don't think so. Or maybe. I don't
I don't know either.
It's the Olympics.
I know. The Winter Olympics are kind of boring.
What a
summer.
All,
they're
the summer's worse than the winter. At least the winter you have hockey.
Well, that's because you like hockey. I like hockey.
I like
hockey's
winter.
A sport.
No, I understand.
Well,
but
basketball's in this.
Basketball's
summer.
Not a sport anymore. I'm sorry. It's just not. It's so boring. Basketball was my favorite sport growing up. It's so fucking boring now.
Why?
I don't know. I haven't watched basketball in a long time.
Electrifying just, players to you.
No, that's not it. There are, but it's just like, I don't know. Like, basketball, you just watch, and it's just like one fucking guy the whole game. And
yeah.
One guy on the other team, and one guy on this. It just, it sucks.
Yeah.
It's just so boring.
There's
now.
No, like,
I mean, unless it's like the guy, the college player who fucking pushed a guy in the crowd the other night. Did you see that?
No.
Mm-mm. One of the college players. Apparently, there's rumors going around that this fan either dropped the N-bomb or told him to go back to Africa.
Nice. Are you serious?
Yeah.
God damn.
And he got up and pushed a guy.
Yeah. Do you think
yeah,
so?
And he got suspended. Like, I know you can't go into the stands and push somebody, but, I mean, come on.
They probably just suspended him because they had to do something.
Buying a ticket to a sport doesn't give you a license to be an asshole.
No, doing anything doesn't give you a license to be an asshole. No.
You know, you want to boo somebody, you want to cheer somebody, you can't tell them to go back to Africa.
Can't you, like, couldn't the
fuck
guy...
Fuck your couch, nigga!
Couldn't the guy get in trouble, though? Like, the heckler?
Well, I mean...
I mean, you throw him out of the game, but I'm sure he's going to come back.
I would think that that's a punishable offense. Yeah.
Don't look at me
offensible.
Like that.
It's offensible.
That's a word.
Isn't that one of those things that kids eat? Oh, that's a Lunchable.
A Lunchable. I love them. Offensible.
Offensible.
Dummy.
Dummy.
You know, as plain and as like non like threatening that word the word is, it's still fucking funny when I hear dummy. You know, like we'll play sound bites, be like fucking cunt, stupid piece of shit, dummy. It's still priceless.
It is priceless. I like dummy better.
So, did you see the pictures of? I think he was a U.S. Olympian. He locked himself in the bathroom and didn't have a cell phone, so he like kicked a hole through the wall.
Oh no. My god! It looked like a tiger jumped through it. It was like this like
the guy went through his wall.
The funny thing is, with the hotel rooms in Sochi, nobody noticed.
No, I heard it's all bad and scary and you're going to die.
And then I saw another picture of the same guy. I think it's bullshit, but it looked like he was trying to break out of the elevator, like he got stuck in the elevator.
That's got to be fucking lie.
He couldn't have got stuck twice.
He did fuck that door up. Mm-hmm. I'm like, why didn't he just knock it down?
Was it the door or was it like the wall? Because, I mean, judging by the hole... I thought it was probably a wall.
It was. I saw the door.
How do you not kick the door off the hinges instead of make that hole?
His is massive hole, Bob. It was like the whole top of the door. It was like the whole like top
the first
half.
First half of the door.
The top half.
It's like one of those doors that open. The top half opens and the.
It looks like that. Down. Yeah, it was crazy. But that would be fucked up if you got stuck in an elevator too.
That would freak me the fuck out.
So
I couldn't handle it. I would lose it after like.
There's no place like closer to Moscow they could have had the Olympics where there's, you know, where they already had hotels.
I'll be honest, I've never heard of Sochi until this. Never.
I didn't even know what country it was in a couple weeks ago.
I thought it was Asian. No idea. I thought Sochi was like in Japan. I had no idea it was Russian until.
I only knew it was Russia because they were freaking out about why are we having it in like a place where they kill gay people and shit.
Which is. Ironic, since the fucking...
Where, in Arkansas?
Hey, that's my home state. I guess the Canadian luge team did a music video. Actually, you might be able to find on YouTube where they did like a very gay-friendly video that they wanted to like play, you know, make go viral besides their AIDS.
I'll beat your dick off with both hands. What's up? Let's go.
Go. Hey.
Hey now.
Was that in the video?
Yeah, I think so.
Bulls.
Wow.
Fucking quiz!
Seriously though, you're back.
You fucking cocksucker!
Yeah, they did a video because, you know, obviously the the very unfriendly Russians when it comes to homosexuality.
Yeah, they hate them.
Yeah, they really do.
Like Sweden or something came out in like very gay pride like gear. And I don't think that Russia was aware of it at all. It was like the rainbow.
Yeah, they were.
I don't know
just,
if it was Sweden. It was some fucking.
They were probably
country.
Just look at the bright colors.
Yeah,
they probably had no idea that it was gay. Yeah, they're very far behind us, our culture, yeah. as far as what's accepting and not. You know, even though I'm sure it gets so fucking cold there, I can't imagine two men didn't get naked and fucking rub up against each other.
Oh yeah,
Boris, take your coat off.
I got to be honest with you. I think that's a little annoying that they're coming out and gay pride. You're there for the Olympics, not to make a political statement.
I agree.
Olympics
but at this
is a political.
But
statement.
At the same time,
it's a sporting event.
But at the same time, though, these are probably the athletes that aren't going to win shit.
But so they're never going back to Russia. So who gives a shit what their political views are?
Because that's what they'll probably be remembered for if they don't win anything.
It's just
look.
Not only that, to bring out awareness.
Yeah, they're not
bring out awareness in your own country.
They're not going to be the ones to do it. You're talking about a country that's so fucking poor.
Hey, man, Jackie Robinson did it.
But he didn't fly to Sochi to do it.
The fuck's he talking about?
Yeah, right.
He played baseball in Sochi. I don't think it's a bit. It's not like they were preaching. They just their outfits.
I don't know. They're there to compete. They should compete. You know, I just don't think you need to make political statements at these events.
Yeah,
I do. Well, I mean, come on. 90% of the women's sports are probably fucking lesbians. Oh, do you see these fucking hockey players? Holy shit.
Hockey players? Look at the figure skating. the most feminine fucking event in the Olympics is figure skating, and they're built like fucking hockey. Hockey players are more feminine.
You can see their dicks through their pads in the female hockey players.
Dude, I don't want to see their dicks through
just flapping against their
leg
as they're skating down.
No, that's really gross.
I mean, come on. How many of the Russian women that... But I mean, I'm assuming Russia has a women's hockey team?
Yeah, it's the male hockey team. Natasha plays center for the Russian.
You're like naming all Rocky and Bullwinkle like characters, like
well,
Boris
Natasha's
and
a very popular Russian name.
But they're like the Russians on Rocky and Bullwinkle.
See. Anastasia is a popular
I think
Russian
Anastasia name. Was like one of them too.
What the fuck? Watch me pull Missy out of my hat.
I find the Olympics insanely boring.
Yes, I can't watch it. I'm pissed because they really do ruin TV for a few weeks.
I wish that they would stop sending NHL players to the Winter Olympics and just do the World Cup of Hockey every 4 years.
Yeah, I'm
because then I would just not care at all about the Olympics.
I still.
I would just kind of. I would like. I'd go on Sportsline and say, "Okay, good."
I don't get all fucking bummed if U.S. doesn't win.
Yeah, because it's not like it's a superstar team of hockey players on America, right? Because a lot of
they're the best players in America.
Yeah, but aren't they like a lot of them foreign? Don't they go fight for their own country?
Yeah.
So they're not on America's team,
no.
And the Olympics, right?
No, the American players on America.
Yeah, the
team.
American.
Yeah. So, like, isn't hockey mostly made up of foreigners?
I wouldn't say. I mean...
Yeah, Canadians, mostly.
Canadians, you know, there's people from every country in the NHL.
So, like, is the NHL or is the American hockey team, is it good?
They're not good. I don't think they'll medal, but they're okay.
But they would be better if they could have their superstar players playing
for
them.
They do have their superstar players.
But I feel like most of the superstar players in the NHL are from other countries.
But the American players in the NHL are in the Olympics. The best American players in the NHL.
Totally OD'd on stupid juice.
What are you talking about? I still don't understand.
You think about what you're saying. You're answering your own question.
Am I?
Yeah.
Yes. The NHL is made up of players from countries all around
all
the world.
Over, right.
The players from Russia go play for Russia.
Okay.
The players from Canada go play for Canada. The players from the United States go play for the United States.
Right. So I'm saying, don't you think that hurts the American team in the Olympics is all I'm saying.
Because they can't use players from other countries?
Yeah. I mean, like, think about what you're saying. The best American players in NHL.
Yes.
Play on the USA hockey team.
But if you're a Russian player in the
NHL.
You
play for a Russian
team. But if you're Russian in the NHL.
Yes. You know what? I'm just going to take Alex Ovechkin on the USA team. I don't care where he's from.
What the fuck? You're not understanding.
You are just I am understanding. You're an idiot.
Why am I an idiot?
Well, yes. Obviously, if America could use any player in the NHL, they would have the best team in the Olympics.
And all I'm
asking... But the best players in the world play in the NHL.
Right. And all I'm saying is, does it hurt America's team in the Olympics?
What I'm asking you is, are you saying it hurts America's team in the Olympics because they can't use people from other countries?
Yes.
Well, obviously.
Wouldn't it hurt Canada if they can't use people from other countries, or Russia if they can't use people?
Right. It hurts every team.
90% of the time, I have no idea what the fuck I'm talking about.
Okay. Let me clarify a little bit further, because I feel like you guys totally don't know where I'm coming from.
No. That's the most idiotic thing I've ever heard. You're a moron.
And I really know nothing about hockey.
You're out of your fucking mind.
Listen. So, America has the NHL.
Right.
This is what I'm doing. That's probably why you guys are getting confused. I'm assuming that other countries don't have a professional hockey team.
Not true.
Okay. That's what I'm assuming. So I'm assuming that there's people that literally train for the Olympics and then that's it. And then only in America do they do it for an actual living.
No, the NHL is this country in Canada.
Okay.
The North America.
Okay.
But Russia has their own league.
Okay.
Finland has their own league. Even Italy has a fucking hockey team, believe it or not. I'm shocked.
Shoot her the fucking puck in the net.
Yeah, I'm shocked. Their pepperoni.
Slap it a shot.
Their puck looks like a pepperoni. Luigi,
he should have scored.
But do they have a league?
Glove a save.
Do they have a professional?
Shoot it through the fucking F5 home.
Do they have a
slap a shot.
Do they have a professional hockey league like we do?
Slap a her too.
Shut up. God damn it.
Yes, it's a professional league, but
it's not the highest level
of competition.
Honestly, it doesn't matter because anything in this country is always the highest level of any sport.
What's your favorite sport?
Football.
The NHL or the
NFL. So there's the Football League.
Yeah.
There's the Canadian Football League. They're all paid professionals.
Football League.
Right.
But that's soccer, right?
No.
They're all paid professional at
football.
But the NFL is the highest league.
Why?
Stop it!
They have the most money. I can't tell you why.
Okay,
that's what people watch.
I was just assuming that if somebody did it for a living, they would be better at it than somebody that just trains.
The people in the Olympics in hockey do it for a living.
Okay.
The smaller countries, like Switzerland, they probably have guys that play in the Swiss Professional League.
Okay.
Or even play in other leagues like Russian League or the Italian League and shit like that.
Right.
How do you get into the Olympics? Do you get voted in?
They have like a general manager that picks the teams. At least they do in America and
you're talking about
Canada.
Hockey.
I don't know the rest.
So there'll never be open tryouts for the Olympics?
For hockey?
For anything.
I don't know. I don't know how
not all the events or slash sports work the same in how you become one.
Right, because most of the other sports are all amateurs.
Like if you talk about gymnastics, you have to start with the state, you have to win the state, then you have to win the regional, then you have to win the national, and then you're considered Olympic tryout.
Fuck.
You know, yeah, that's why they have to work at it forever. Be honest with you.
So it's like a full-time job.
For the Olympians, absolutely. But for hockey players, it's not. Because hockey, one, it's more accepting than anything else. I mean, if you're that good of a player, you'll get into a college.
Oh, true.
And if you play in college and you're that good of a player, you'll get into the NHL.
Okay.
And if you're that good in the NHL,
you'll go to the Olympics.
Yeah.
Do you get paid to go to the Olympics?
I read
if you win, I think
I've read
some
if you
money,
win the gold medal,
but it's not much.
You get like $25,000.
Yes.
But you have to pay taxes on
yes.
that. I read.
Yeah. Yeah.
How do you feel about that? I think it's a little bit crazy. Like these people have been training forever to represent their country, and then you're going to tax
Russian
the money.
Taxes or American taxes?
American. Their check says, you know, Russian state tax. Like, the fuck?
Why is America the only one that has tax?
I don't know. I was just
reading. Fuck.
Wait.
I don't know, because, like, out of state taxes, like, taxes in Philadelphia are more than taxes in Jersey.
Yeah, but I don't think it works that
but
way.
Federal taxes.
I didn't know if you had double tax, like Russia tax.
American By the time they get back, they have $4.
Sochi tax. Shut up.
Oh, what's this mean? Thumb tax.
Oh, no.
Fuck you.
Trump is a fucking cupid.
So anyway, that's where I'm at.
Where the fuck is that?
I just don't understand.
You know, I'm a little confused, though. Go back to the whole what if hockey... No, I'm just kidding. I'm just joking.
So does it hurt the United States team that they can't use Canadians and Russians?
I'm going to say yes.
Yeah.
Like, is that why they don't win? Because if America is the highest that you can ever go for hockey...
Not America.
It's not America. It's the NHL.
NHL, even though it's even though the teams are basically the NHL is based in North America. All the teams are from North America. You have teams from the States. The majority of the teams are from the United States. And then some of the other teams, what is it, like maybe a quarter of the teams are from Canada. Not even, actually.
Six, I think.
Six, okay. Yeah, so.
Six, seven.
Oh, yeah, fuck, you're right. Because Toronto.
Right, Toronto Maple Leafs.
Yeah, Ontario's team. They're pretty good this year.
Yeah.
Team Ontario. The Ontario Snowballs. They're good.
They're Yetis. They're the Ontario Yetis.
They were in Philly last week, right before the Olympics.
I'm so sorry. It all makes sense now.
Yeah, there's quite a few teams up there that are really good.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No. Fuck.
The Nova Scotia pine trees. They're pretty big, too.
She's got Down syndrome.
I don't know anything about hockey. Is there other teams in... There's not other teams in America's football. They're right, so.
Wait. But slow down. America's football?
The NFL?
You know, I have to say, for being that Valentine's Day is tomorrow, you're very patriotic. Like, almost like it's 4th of July instead. There's a lot of America coming out of you today.
Stupid woman.
Hey.
You almost... You know what? You're only missing the fucking slang in your voice, that twang in your voice. Just to sound like an ignorant hick. So, is there other teams in America's football? I don't fucking know. I'm stupid.
Are you autistic?
You should be in Justified. You could be an extra in Justified. You killed him. He dead.
Oh, my God.
How come gator snuggling isn't a fucking sport in the Olympics?
So what was your question about America's football?
I answered it in my head.
What was it, though?
It was, do other countries play in the NFL?
Yeah.
No, they don't. I went in over all the teams in my head.
Yeah.
There was none.
Sure.
There's none.
The closest to it is Buffalo play some games in Canada somewhere. I think Toronto, maybe.
Yeah.
They play a couple home games, and then there's a game in London every year or two games.
No, she's asking if there's any teams that are outside the United States.
Well, Buffalo, kind of, because they play home games in Toronto. Yeah. Don't forget they can't sell out their own stadium.
Don't forget about the North Korean Slants. They're in the AFC West.
Oh, my God.
Fuck.
Nobody's complaining about that name like they are about the Redskins.
No, there are slant plays in the NFL.
Slant.
Run a slant.
Oh, my God.
Does that answer your questions about America's football?
It does.
Okay. Next.
How come football's not in the Olympics?
Oh, I'm glad it's not. It would just be a debacle.
It would.
It's too violent of a sport where someone could get hurt. Hockey is. Not to mention,
they're not on the same level.
Yeah, they're not.
Hockey is violent, but it's not.
Yeah, I'm not trying to downgrade hockey as not being a physical or violent sport, but, you know, the payoff is just ridiculous.
And let's face it. Would there be a country in the world that would even stay within 50 points of America at this point?
No, in football.
It wouldn't even be worth watching.
It'd be what we call a blowout.
Is there golf in the Olympics?
Is it in summer? I don't know.
I don't really watch the summer
Probably
Olympics
not.
Either.
I like the diving.
Diving?
Yeah. And
skin diving?
Diving.
watch people jump in a fucking pool. It's a sport.
Far. Yeah, but from really high.
Wow. That, seriously, that is ridiculous.
That was a hell of a cannonball.
Yo, did you see that?
The high ones are awesome where they do like two, like a lot of flips, and then you have to make sure their splash isn't as splashy.
Wait, splash. They have to do what?
They, when they splash, their splash has to be like... amount of splashy.
Is that too much?
Yeah.
That's too much.
Water sports is for girls and sodomites!
I just spit.
Oh, great, I have to fumigate this room now.
Holy shit. Only spits here, though.
Everywhere else she swallows?
Yeah, basically.
Any other Olympic questions?
No, I think I'm okay.
Sure?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because we'll be happy to entertain it.
I'm sure.
Yeah. There is one other thing I wanted to mention about the Olympics, and we should probably change the subject because this is ridiculous that this is the longest thing we're talking about.
Too much.
Yeah. We need to get back to the America stuff.
Shush.
America.
A lot of the Olympians, they are hooking up.
Oh, that's always like that.
Yeah.
There was, I read there was like, they distributed over 100,000 condoms at the Olympics.
Yeah, they're trying to get their freak on. They use some app, apparently. I think it's called Tinder or something. Tinder.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is that right? Is that what it's called, Tinders? That is it. And it locates people in the area that want to hook up, and they use that. You know, it's just like, which is weird because they're all in the same fucking building.
Yeah,
you know, it's just like, why don't you just yell down the hall, anybody want to fuck?
I can't remember which Olympic dream team it was, but I heard like the fuck, I read the fucking was insane when they were there.
We are ready for the fucking. We must make the fucking.
There's a whole country with AIDS when Magic Johnson was there.
Oh, my God. Holy shit, I forgot about that. Yeah, that's right. Barcelona, half the population's wiped.
Oh, my God.
They don't have the cure.
There's more people in Spain that have AIDS than there's ones that don't have AIDS.
I don't know what happened. I woke up the next day and I'm...
Would that be considered genocide?
Coughing blood.
Oh, my
Magic
God.
Magic Johnson killed everybody over there.
That's what happens. The more people die, the more stronger he gets. It's like a magic power. Well, magic. There you go. Don't get any ideas there. She's probably thinking, like, is that true? Is it like a regeneration thing?
And let's not forget the disease-spreading whore.
Magic.
Aw.
It's kind of cool, though, that to get the... I mean, that's the one... I think that might be the one cool thing about Olympic sports. Because I'll tell you what, some of the fucking girls in the Olympics are hot.
Like,
the Swedish teams are always hot. You know, some of the U.S. girls are hot. Some Russian girls are hot. You know, they do got a lot of hot bitches there. That are definitely worthy of banging, not have to worry about no bullshit afterwards.
I agree.
You know?
Was Nancy Kerrigan an Olympian?
Yeah, I think she was. She's the one that got pelted in the knee with a pipe.
By Tanya. Was that
she didn't do it. That'd be pretty blatant.
She paid somebody.
Yeah, she got her boyfriend to hire some ex-security guy.
Was she an Olympian too?
Yeah, well, that's, yeah.
It happened in the Olympics?
I think so, didn't it? I think that's where it was.
I don't know if it was the Olympics or before the Olympics.
I feel like it was
before. I don't know.
The security would have been crazy.
It was so fucking long ago. But yeah, I don't think
90 something.
I thought it had something to do with like qualifying for the Olympics, and that's why Tanya took her out.
I remember freaking out. Do you remember that? Nancy Kerrigan.
Yeah. Why me?
Why
me?
And then like, wasn't she fine?
No. For what?
Fine.
Oh, fine. I think she said find. I'm like, for what? For screaming, why me? What did you want her to
for
say?
For being an annoying
cunt. Yeah, what did you want her to say?
Jersey jerk. All day, every day.
Yeah, that was pretty funny. That was the beginning of the end of Tanya Harding's career.
Yeah.
Because that porno she did sucked. She's an ugly cunt.
She's not attractive.
At all. Mm-mm. She is hideous. Face like a gargoyle.
She ugly. She ugly. U-G-L-Y.
Yeah, nasty, nasty girl.
Yeah.
But yeah, there definitely are some hot fucking girls.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Did you hear about that one kid? His dad on national TV was saying that his son was single. He's like... Tucker something, I think his name is, or either that's his first or last name.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what the fuck sport or event he does, I don't care. I just find it funny that his dad pimped him out on national TV.
That's so fucking hilarious.
And try to get him more Twitter followers, apparently, too. Like, that was the whole idea. That and to hook him up with a girl. Like, I think it's kind of funny.
He's tender.
Like, what is his dad must... What could his dad think of him, like, you know...
If he's pimping him out like
yeah,
that.
like he ain't too good with the ladies.
Yeah.
We're kind of, you know, he's old.
My
enough.
Son's a great skier, but he's a non-pussy getting motherfucker.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's 19. He needs to lose it by now. This is really embarrassing.
Oh my God.
I tried to get him a hooker, and even she said no.
Yeah, yeah.
That's such a sin.
Yeah, I mean, and apparently, like, you know, the son was pissed.
I would be so furious.
What do you think? It's probably like something you'd see on TV, like on a family comedy show. Like, Dad!
I know.
You know, like that kind of thing. What are you doing?
He starts telling the Russians his dad's gay. Hey, that guy over there's gay. Just let him know.
Fuck you, Dad! How does he tell him that? They don't even know the word gay, probably, over there.
Just say rainbow. Rainbow.
Rainbow? Is that how they know?
I don't know.
I don't think so. I don't know, man. Russian, personally, for me, Russian people, I think they're kind of scary.
Mm-hmm.
I'll admit, there's a lot of hot Russian girls. Like, you know, there's a lot of hot Russian girls.
Word.
But I think, like, the people in general, they're scary people. You got to think, though, they're so rough around the edges because of the poverty. You know,
is the poverty so bad there?
Lots of places.
Why
in
the
Russia.
Fuck did they have the Olympics there then?
Probably to boost the economy. That would help.
Because don't you have to pay to have an event there?
Yeah, and what they do, they picked a poor fucking city that they built this really nice hotel right in the middle of it that doesn't work.
Well, they should have started building earlier.
Yeah, they waited a week before.
Yeah, like, all right, it's time to start. Yeah.
Where's the plywood? Like, they like nothing works. The fucking water's brown. And that's before they shit in it.
And people, like, go there to, like, travel, right? Like, to visit.
Like, I don't think Sochi's a hot spot to travel.
Well, Russia, though. Is Russia large?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Where is Russia?
Siberia alone is, like, the size of the United States.
Really?
Russia is huge. It's, like, half of the fucking continent over there.
Really?
Yeah.
So is it the top half?
Huh?
Is it the top half?
I don't.
I know geography.
No, it's not that. I just know Siberia is huge alone.
Okay.
I mean, that's a fucking big fucking place. And it's cold as fuck. I actually read, someone's got to look this up. I read that in Siberia, they found an underground village under the snow or something where there were like people that actually forged an underground village. And there's like cannibalism and shit going on down there.
What?
Yeah. It's some crazy shit. It's almost like it's hard to believe in a sense.
Yeah, why are people eating other people?
But it's so fucking cold there. Like, you know, there's no animals are just dying. They're scarce.
Yeah, but you cannot eat a person and still live, I feel.
But that's what I was saying to you earlier. If you eat little by little, eventually you get used to it.
God, I'm going to throw up.
Because think about it. There's always been cannibals since the beginning of time. I mean, shit. You have to think when fucking dinosaurs, you know, before they crawled the fucking earth, if there was man, you got to think they were eating each other.
They were probably eating dinosaurs.
Don't fucking animals eat other animals?
Not their own species,
sure
I think.
They do. Sure they do.
I don't
do.
Think a tiger eats another tiger.
Why not? If that's the only meat around, why wouldn't it?
Because it would find other meat. I feel like they have.
But if it's
civilized.
If it's there. Why wouldn't it?
I mean, I guess.
You ever hear of animals eating their young? Same fucking species.
Oh, God.
Fucked you up, didn't I?
It did fuck me up. My brain hurts.
Your brain's been injured for a long time.
She's got Down syndrome.
No. So is that true? Did you look it up?
There's links to Siberia's Valley of Death. Siberia's underground city.
Yeah, something like that.
Why would they live there? Why wouldn't they just move?
I don't fucking know.
You I never like understand I that.
You need like the Great and Wonderful Oz or something.
I do. What the fuck, man?
Because you're asking all the questions I don't know the answers to.
I never understand why they do that.
You know you're never going to find the answer to everything. You realize that, right?
I will never give up.
Okay. But you can't start with me.
Why? You might know.
No, if I did, I would have told you before you even had to ask. I would have given you deets.
Why do people you've never met and never spoke to in your life choose to live in a certain area?
Well, let me think about that, Chris. I'll get back to you.
Okay.
I just want your opinion.
Probably poverty. Probably can't afford to just pick up.
But that's what I'm saying. It's so fucking cold there. There ain't nothing there. There's no work. There's no food. There's nothing.
Well, how'd they get there?
They have no food. They have no jobs.
They're
pets.
Yeah, from eating them. What's for dinner tonight, puppy? How'd they get there? Yeah. I don't fucking know. They got there somehow. They were there for a long time. They could have been born there from their parents and before that, every generation born there. And they can't afford to move. They don't have any fucking money. Where are they going to go? You can't get far walking somewhere in that kind of cold. Look, it's not all like Game of Thrones where you can walk in a fucking blizzard for 6 days straight and survive. It's not like that. You know? You're going to die at some point. Your body's not meant to take that kind of fucking cold.
But wouldn't the Siberian government step in and like save them from the cold?
I doubt it. It's not.
Yeah,
like
they came in with hair dryers.
Yeah, it's not like FEMA. It's not like they have a FEMA over there. And if they did, it wouldn't help much anyway.
Is the population large?
It's population control.
I don't know what the population is, but I'm telling you, Siberia alone is a very large piece of land. It's extremely large. I don't know what the population is.
I just thought it was like Antarctica where people didn't really live there.
I don't know nothing about Antarctica.
I don't think anyone lives there.
You think nobody lives in Antarctica?
I think it's used as like stations to...
For Santa?
For scientific things. I don't think anybody lives there.
No? You don't think there's some form of, I don't know, Inuit that lives there?
No. Like feral people?
Like what people?
Feral.
What's that?
Wild.
We mean like native? Like
yeah, like
Inuits or Eskimos. It's a PC version of Eskimo.
I always thought that there was it was too cold.
But see, their bodies are different. Like their immune system's different than like people. It's all where you live. It's all where
do
you
they
grow
live
up.
In igloos?
Igloos.
The internet igloos?
Yeah, they can't afford the igloos, so they go to igloos.
Electronic igloos.
What the fuck? That's how I say it.
They go to igloo.com.
Here's a map of Russia. Learn some shit.
Oh, wow.
See, that's where Borat's from.
Kazakhstan. Mongolia is in Russia? Or wait, is only the yellow Russia?
Great success.
Okay, keep looking.
Nitsi Nagwag.
Nitsi Nagwag.
Does that say Chile?
China?
Cheetah.
What the fuck are you looking at?
Yeah, I'll just play some mood music.
Russia is big. Did Sarah Palin say she could see Russia from her house?
Sarah Palin's a fucking moron.
She did fucking say that, though, right?
She makes you look like a fucking Mensa president.
What's Mensa?
Never mind.
Mensa.
All right, let me lower that bar. She makes you look like a scholar.
She makes you look like a high school graduate.
Yeah.
I hate you. Oh, my God.
What?
You are extra dumb tonight.
Yeah, you are.
Snow makes me stupid.
Wait, what did you graduate from again? University of Duh.
I love the face you're making.
That was a really good joke. No.
Messy.
I wish there was such thing as stupid colleges, like really stupid colleges.
They're called community colleges.
Yeah, I know.
They're called vocational schools.
Just be like University of Duh is such a great name for a dumb college, for like a retard college. Drool State.
All the dorm rooms have bars on the windows so they don't kill themselves.
I'm not that dumb.
No, you're not that dumb. You're close, but you're not that dumb.
No, I'm not. We're talking about shit that I would never know unless I ask questions. I have to ask questions to learn.
I don't even know how to answer
and
that.
And a lot of the stuff we talk about, yeah, it's all opinion. Like, we really don't know. But the fact that you thought just because people played in the NHL that they should play for, you know, America's hockey team is just retarded.
I didn't think that they should just do that. I was just wondering if it hurt America,
you idiot,
like, substantially.
But my point is, yes, it hurts America substantially that they can't take players from other countries and claim them as their own.
Yeah.
Well, why would they be able to?
I don't know, because if you worked in the United States of America, wouldn't you live in the United States of America?
They probably live here.
Wouldn't they?
But they're not...
Like, they're on a work visa and they're not a citizen?
They might be a citizen.
Well, then they're American.
Where were they born?
Africa.
Hockey players?
I don't know. Switzerland.
Jesus Christ.
God damn it!
Russia.
But, okay, so let's say you lived and worked in England. Would you want to be part of England's Olympic team, or would you want to be part of the Olympic team that, you know, the country you were born?
It depends. Am I running away from something?
The Africans are playing hockey on a work
visa. What the?
They're throwing spears at the puck.
What the fuck? They're skating around barefoot with hula skirts, and they have those fucking brass things around their neck to elongate.
I can see over the net.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
They have at least one goalie die every year because he has no equipment.
If they lose a puck, they just take one of the plates out of their lips and drop it on the ice.
Plate lips.
I'm obviously talking about Aborigine type Africans, like actual Bushmen, not fucking...
Like tribal?
Yes.
That's cool.
Yeah. I'm not talking about, you know, civilized human beings.
I know what you mean. I'm learning so much today.
I just find it, just that whole sequence of events that just happened. There are players, the players are born in Africa, and they come here on a work visa to play hockey in the NHL, and they become Americans. What happened there?
I don't know.
How did we go wrong in that plane crash?
I wasn't sure if it was illegal.
What's illegal?
Just because you were born in a country to play for that country.
Now, I don't know what the rules are for playing for a certain country in the Olympics.
You have to be born there.
Is that what it is?
That's all it is. You don't have to even be a citizen there. You can, like, switch citizenships. But if you're born in a country, you can play for that country.
I mean, I would think, like, if I moved to Canada for work and
I
was good at anything, I would want to play for the United States in the Olympics.
And you could.
Yeah, or I would just move to a country that has one other player playing in the Olympics and then just play so I could win.
You stupid fucking cunt.
What the fuck are you talking about?
You idiot.
Like, if it's not as a competitive sport. Like, if there's not as many people up for
what
it.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I've ever heard.
You're out of your fucking mind.
You cock-juggling thunder cunt.
Oh my God.
I can handle things. I'm
smart and I want respect.
I'm smart and I want
I've never been to another country. I don't know anything.
Right.
I don't think you know anything about this country either.
You're dumb.
I'm asking so I learn. So you just have to be born there.
That's
the
it.
End.
That's it.
I didn't know.
Yeah, that's it. It's like being the president. It's like being the president of the United States.
You just have to be born in America?
Yes. Correct.
Correctamundo.
You don't see any foreigners. George Washington wasn't from Africa.
No. He was...
Now, the President of the United States, President George Washington. Hey, what up, man?
That's Leonard Washington.
I'm sorry, that's Leonard Washington.
All right, I got you.
Same rules apply.
Makes sense.
Don't be stupid.
I've learned so much today about the Olympics.
What'd you learn today? Wrap up.
Wrapping up.
Just wrap up the Olympic segment. What'd you learn?
As long as you were born in a country, you can play for that country in the Olympics and win a medal.
Mm.
The end.
That's all you learned? That's the last.
And I learned that Siberia was in Russia.
Mm.
I had no idea. I had no idea Siberian Huskies were Russian.
Did you know German Shepherds were German?
I did. But I didn't know Siberia was in Russia.
Where'd you think Siberia was?
I thought it was like its own country. I didn't know it was a part of another country.
Yeah, well, the old Russia is dismantled now. It's not. The USSR is no longer.
Yes.
Now it's like Croatia was part of the USSR. Now it's Croatia.
Kazakhstan.
Kazakhstan was part of the USSR. Now it's Kazakhstan.
Yes. I remember when the USSR went away.
Yeah. Yeah, at the end of the Cold
War. Went away, like it just picked up and left.
Yeah.
Yeah. The end of the Cold War.
Siberia, you stay here. We're leaving.
Do all of those countries have the same accents?
No, they all have different dialects, different languages. Some have different.
Do they have different languages?
Some of them do. Okay. Yeah.
Does anybody speak American over there, or is it primarily Russian?
I need people to speak American, goddamn. English, motherfucker, do you speak it?
English, motherfucker, do you speak it?
Oh, shit.
English, por favor.
I'm sure there's people in other countries who speak English.
I know, but I mean primarily, like, is there a little, like, is Croatia, do they speak Russian or do they speak English? Did, like, English infiltrate them back in the day?
I don't know. I don't know what their national language is.
You're saying that back in the day they spoke English and now they don't?
No, I'm asking if that was ever the case.
No.
Okay.
No, hence English started in England.
In England, yeah.
Yeah.
So I knew England people. They
England people.
To everyone listening, like I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry. I'm so stupid
I'm
today.
I'm so dumb today. I apologize.
Fuck your own face!
I'm so sorry.
That shit ain't funny. Everybody knows you never go full retard. Never go full retard.
Yeah, man. You are way off tonight.
Yeah,
did we miss Marco or something?
No. Why?
Oh no! It seems like when he's here, you're smart as fuck, and then when he's not here, you're just retarded.
Really?
No, I'm just playing.
Oh, I was like, that's
I'm just playing.
You stupid fucking cunt! You idiot!
And that was our take on the Olympics.
Yeah.
Yeah, what the fuck are we talking about?
Let's move on to something else.
Yeah, you got something for us?
Well, we could talk about how DMX and George Zimmerman are fighting no more.
And then what are we going to talk about?
I know, and great. Then moving on.
Well, as we talked about last week.
Yeah.
I'm not going to play the fucking DMX music again.
No, it's just over.
Yeah, I mean, Jeff's not going to like it. It's not consistent.
But it is consistent, though.
No, it isn't.
We started late today. We're not consistent. Rule number two of podcasting.
Right.
Yeah, well, The Walking Dead was on, finally.
I need some dudes up here who speak American, goddammit.
I just found it. I didn't even mean to look for it. It just showed. I was like, whoa, there it is.
It was fate.
It had an R around it.
Yeah, it did. Oh, man.
So The Walking Dead's finally back on?
Yes, it is.
That was exciting. It was a good episode. I liked it.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. Is it a good comeback? Carl's an asshole.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm actually hoping for the son and the dad, Rick and Carl, to die. I'm done with them.
I don't think they're going to die, though.
I need a new wave of characters, man. These people are getting on my fucking nerves.
Well, they're all split up, so they'll probably find...
They'll find each other at the end of this season.
Right.
And then we have to wait.
Well, maybe they'll find people in between and then, like,
maybe
come together with, like, a super group.
I'm just a fan. Honestly, I'm just...
super group.
Wonder Walkers, activate. Whoa. We always knew you were a pig, but this is ridiculous.
Holy shit, I snorted. Hashtag.
Wonder Twins, activate. Oh, man. Wee-oo. I'm just a fan of Michonne and what's his face? The guy,
Daryl.
They haven't shown him yet. Yeah. Yeah. Honestly, that should be the ending of this show. Just them two surviving.
It probably will.
Killing all the walkers in the fucking world.
They're the only ones that are good.
They're the I find them the most interesting characters. Absolutely. Of them all. I didn't like that they killed off what's his face last season.
Herschel.
Yeah,
it was fucked up.
Yeah, I mean
they killed his Walker head though. That was kind of fucked
up
too.
Yeah, that's they were what do you call it? When the show was over, they always do Talking Dead right after Walking Dead, and they actually brought in the prop.
Oh sure.
Yeah, that's awesome.
The guy Greg Nicotero, the producer of the show, he brought in the prop, and the actress that plays Michonne was on. Man, she's dark.
Bald headed.
No, short hair.
Oh, short hair. I thought it was bald.
Bald bitch.
She's I don't know. She's a fucking totally different person in real life than
Michonne. She's beautiful.
I think she's attractive. She's very beautiful, definitely attractive.
She talks so much on Talking Dead.
Yeah, no, a little too much.
She was talking so much.
They brought in the head.
I didn't see that part.
And they made it work.
No way.
The mouth was moving.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah. And then they were joking around because they had a couple props on the table before they had the head on there, and one was the big can of pudding.
Yeah, I saw that.
So the host, whatever his name is, he went and grabbed a spoon of the pudding, and he was trying to feed it to the head. And the head was, or the mouth was opening and closing.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
During the Walking Dead, they also had the 50th anniversary of the Beatles coming to America.
Whoa, just glazed right over the Walking Dead?
No, I'm telling you about...
Does that have anything to do with zombies?
The Walking Dead, well, they were simultaneously playing. At the same
time. Gotcha.
So, like, Walking Dead was on, and then they were playing that. So, I didn't get to watch the 50th anniversary.
I've seen that already. The actual performance. Yeah. Not the 50th anniversary.
Yeah.
I saw it. I got a time machine.
I saw it through.
Last year, I hopped in my DeLorean, came over this year and watched it. So, I knew I wanted to watch The Walking Dead. Fuck them. Next.
I obviously picked Walking Dead over... That yeah, because I mean, you're dying for The Walking Dead, but I tweeted.
Besides, you can YouTube the fucking Ed Sullivan appearance.
Oh yeah, exactly.
You don't need to watch.
Well, it was a bunch of people were doing music in honor of them. Like Dave Grohl did a song with them, and you know Ringo and John.
John Paul.
John
Pope John Paul.
Yeah, what the fuck? I didn't even realize he was a Beatle.
Right.
I want to hold your hand.
Is this the song?
Yeah. Yeah, this is the beginning of My Guitar Gently Weeps.
Oh my god. But I think Yoko and Paul and Ringo all did a song together.
Yoko did a song?
I think so, with them. Anyway, from tweets. So I wasn't watching, so I like went through the tweets, and... it didn't seem like it was that interesting, actually.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah, and I haven't gone back and watched it. But I chose The Walking Dead over. That's why I'm bringing it up. And I tweeted, all you need is pudding. Hashtag Beatles 50, hashtag Walking Dead.
All you need is pudding. Yum, 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 yum.
Because I thought it was awesome that Carl ate all that fucking pudding.
Yeah, I can only imagine fucking...
When is pudding ever coming in a tin? Can thing like that.
I've never seen it either. I saw that. I was like, whoa, that just blew my mind.
Is that BJ's or something? Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, what is that all about? Hey, your personal shit that shouldn't be a part of this.
I should have said Sam.
She'd give BJ's for pudding.
Yeah. I guess it's worth it, huh?
Yes.
Yeah, I've never seen that before. That was wild.
Right?
It's like buying a hoagie in a can. Right. Like, it just doesn't make sense at all. Sandwich in a can.
It's bizarre.
Why would anybody ever buy a can of pudding that big?
Oh,
in case of zombie
apocalypse. Wait. Hold on a second. I am not judging the size of the pudding.
No, the size.
As a matter of fact, ever since that episode, I've been craving pudding.
I actually went and bought pudding. I swear to God.
I do. I would love some pudding right
some
now,
Swiss
actually.
Mess, baby.
Whatever. Doesn't matter. I want my snack pack. You can help me shave my armpits.
Should go to the Chinese buffet. They have it for the desserts.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what, though? I don't like their pudding.
Yeah.
Their pudding always tastes like shit. Plus, it's out all day.
Yeah.
You know, God knows what filthy motherfuckers probably sit there and be like.
I like rice pudding.
Yeah.
It's like
you like rice
favorite.
Pudding?
Mm-hmm. It's my favorite pudding is rice pudding.
Yeah.
What's it remind you of? Mm-hmm. What does it remind you of?
Maggots.
Ooh. Jesus Christ.
It's so good.
It's nasty, though.
It's so bad.
No, just the maggot part. What the fuck?
I don't know. I'm all fucked up over that. The head thing has me all fucked up still.
The head thing bothers you still?
Yeah. When you sent it to me, it fucking fucked me up. That's why I texted you. What the fuck?
What's with all the fuckings?
I don't know. Apparently, I curse a lot when I'm dumb.
Well, you don't have to eat it, so don't worry about it. You're good.
Yeah. Yeah. It's no bueno.
I think it's actually, I think it's kind of cool with the whole Beatles thing that they did some study where a lot of young children actually know who the Beatles are and know some of their music, and I think that's great.
That is awesome.
That's a good job on the parents, I think.
Yeah.
I think if you're a kid and you listen to Justin Bieber and you don't know who the Beatles are, I think you should probably be put to death, and so should your parents.
I know about the Beatles because of my dad.
See?
He taught me when I was really young.
See?
He made me watch Help. Or not Help, that other one. That other movie that they had.
Oh, yeah, I know. It's the name of one of their other songs.
I think. Hard Day's Night.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. And when I was young, like 10.
Yeah.
And I was like, this
See, is Gary cool. Busey's a good father.
Go, Gary.
I want you to listen to something.
And I was like, yeah, they rock.
Him and Nick Nolte. It's my favorite song.
But I've progressively gotten to like them more as time passed. And I've read a lot of books on them, which is sad. Like, knowing too much kind of sucks. I don't know. Some of their...
That's a good thing. You're a Beatles fan. See, what bothered me is... And you've been a Beatles fan for quite a while, probably before we met. Right?
Oh, yeah.
What bothers me is you're a huge Beatles fan, but you, like, basically... Not that you didn't know anything, but you were just not educated on the Rolling Stones.
Yeah.
And honestly, those two are probably the biggest music inspirations ever.
Yeah, but you got to think.
Someone can make an argument for Elvis Presley, but let's face it.
And I like Elvis.
I do, too. I love Elvis. But unfortunately, a lot of people feel in the music industry that Elvis stole a lot of musical style and music from,
Black people.
Well, that, too. I was going to say other musicians. Like, a lot of people know Blue Suede Shoes isn't his song.
Well, Beach Boys do the same thing. People love them.
Yeah, but the Beach Boys is very...
gay.
It's not that. It's just they're very it's like beach music, period. That's it. You know, it's like summertime music. They're not as worldly as like the Beatles or the Stones are, I think.
No, they weren't around long enough, right?
I don't know.
But yeah, the thing with the Rolling Stones is like classic rock type music. I got all my inspiration from my parents.
Uh-huh.
So like my dad liked The Who and he liked the Beatles the best. So I knew them because of that.
Two great bands. Like,
they were his favorite band, so he talked about them all the time.
Can't go wrong with those
two. And
he
never really educated me on the other ones because it was always like, yeah, Beatles, yeah, The Who. So I grew up loving them.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, I learned to love Rolling Stones. And I like them now. But, I mean, I wouldn't put them on my top five.
Of all time,
rock.
Classic rock.
No.
Even that. Wait. You even made the list more detailed, and you won't put the Rolling Stones on best top five of classic rock.
I don't think
they
so.
Are. They are. They are more classic rock than the Beatles are.
And I understand that. I still
yeah,
think
they
I'm
should
trying,
be number one on that list.
I'm not very knowledgeable about classic rock in general. I'm really not. I'm gonna. Not
you should probably get on that, especially because of the garbage you listen to today. You would prop no. Hear me out. You would probably appreciate music even more if you.
I agree with that statement. Actually,
with more,
so I'm starting to broaden. Like I listened to another Led Zeppelin song and I liked it.
Oh, that's right. You weren't a fan of Led Zeppelin.
Three Led Zeppelin songs I like.
Which song did you just listen to?
The Battle of Evermore or something.
You never heard that song before?
After I listened to it, I definitely heard it. But
what other songs are theirs, if you can recall, that you listened to and you were like, "Oh, I like that."
This one song where he's like.
Yeah, go ahead. Get that semen out.
He's like, baby, baby, I'm leaving you.
Okay, honey, baby.
And it's very slow and like bluesy. I like that song. I don't know. I think it's called Baby, I'm Gonna Leave You or something.
Okay.
And then the other one that,
Dazed and Confused, you're talking about?
Okay.
I don't like that song.
You don't like that song?
I don't dislike it. But
wait, what was the other?
But so I'm like slowly getting there, but there's so much new music out nowadays that it's hard for me to keep up with all the music that I listen to, because I listen to a lot of music. So it's like...
Yeah,
it's,
but you listen to a lot of music over and over again. Yeah. The same shit over and over again.
Yeah, I do that too, but it's hard to incorporate the classic rock into my life because I don't consider it my style.
I understand.
Yeah,
I understand, but at the same time...
I do like psychedelic rock. So.
See, but here's the thing that kills me. It absolutely fucking bothers me. And it's not just you. It's a lot of people like you. So the whole genre of you.
You and all the assholes like you.
It really kills me that you people can like sit there and
what do you mean, you people?
What do you mean, you people?
It kills me that you people... Well, okay, you want to know? Stupid people. No, I'm just kidding. No, what kills me is that you guys can sit there and go batshit crazy over... You know, your bands like Kings of Leon and a lot of the other newer bands like Mumford and Sons. Not saying that's you,
yeah,
but
that's
like
not
people
me.
Like that.
I got you.
But yet, you guys can honestly sit there and say, well, I'm not a fan of Led Zeppelin. I'm sorry, what?
Well, do you want to hear a plus to this?
Have you ever heard Kashmir?
Yeah.
You don't like that song.
I listened to that song after I heard Puffy's version of it.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's pathetic.
So I don't like Puffy. So it like makes me incorporate Puffy into that song.
Stop saying Puffy.
I know. P. Diddy. My bad. But no,
it's
listen.
Just like she said Puffy three times Puffy. In like 4 seconds. Puffy, 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 Puffy.
I think she was talking about us. We're both Puffy.
Yeah, yeah. You two Puffy motherfuckers need to shut the fuck up.
No, but listen, this is important and I think you'll appreciate this.
Okay.
What I'm starting to do now is taking my favorite bands. And finding out who their musical inspirations are. And then listening to those music,
yeah,
that music.
That's positive.
And Kings of Leon is actually broadening my spectrum out of my comfort zone.
Oh my God, who
yeah,
the hell
that comment I just felt the same way about.
Well, no, because their influences are so much different than any other music that I've liked.
Oh God, it's just, that's making my stomach turn.
Why? Why? What do you mean? That's a positive thing.
That they're the ones that are broadening your
listen
horizons.
I fucking love them. I know that you don't like them.
I know, but you're such a fucking teeny bopper about it.
I
it's
am
ridiculous.
A teeny bopper about it.
It's ridiculous. You and your duct tape shirt, like, it's fucking pathetic.
It's not pathetic.
God damn.
I don't feel like I should wear it now. You're making me feel self-conscious.
You shouldn't wear it.
I shouldn't
Chris?
Wear it.
Wear it.
Fuck you.
Hashtag.
What the fuck?
Yo.
Are you being serious? Are you want me
yes,
to make a
I
fool?
Think you should wear it.
Why?
So
because
people can
you'll
take
be the
pictures.
Only person at that concert with that shirt.
You can't afford a real shirt. You're going to see your picture on Instagram and fucking Twitter. Hashtag white trash.
Hashtag woo! Poor people.
Oh my God, I hate you.
Hashtag po bitch.
I'm wearing it. Fuck it.
I hope you get really fucked up, drunk, pass out, and someone takes the lettering off and makes something else.
People will be giving her money at the concert because they feel bad for her.
Yeah, it is.
It was cute.
I mean, it was artistic. You can, like, if you...
it was autistic.
Yeah, it was autistic, absolutely. If you, like, actually took, like, a blank t-shirt and, like, airbrushed a really nice pic, that I could respect. I'd be like, wow, she's fucking talented. That was kind of...
What?
That was very first grader of you.
What?
It's art! It's art!
It's what?
It's art!
It's art? Put it on our Facebook. Let people vote. When's the concert? Next week,
right? It's fucking duct tape with a hole in it.
It really is. It's just retarded.
It's not.
It's a t-shirt with duct tape and a hole in it.
And you know there's going to be these real sarcastic girls are going to come up to, I love your shirt. Yeah. And then they would walk away and you're like, what a dirtball.
Yo, first of all, do you know me? People would not fucking do that.
Okay.
Oh, your shirt's so cute. White trash.
I hate you.
Holy shit.
How the hell did I get stuck with you losers?
That's what she's thinking right now.
You dicks.
What can I say?
There was love that went into that shirt. I made that with love.
You sound so defeated.
No, you made it with duct tape and
scissors. Yeah, it really...
You don't think that was creative? Would you have ever done that?
No.
Would you have ever even thought to do
I don't
it?
Even wear the fucking shirt of the band I'm going to go see because I think there's something wrong with that.
Would well, you I agree with that, actually.
Well, what the fuck? You created it. That's even worse.
This is, like, to show my appreciation. Like,
you
I
bought
love
a ticket.
You so much.
You're paying you giving them money. I think they got it.
I know, but still.
You really want to show them your you want to make sure they see your appreciation? You might as well just paint Kings of Leon's on your tits.
Yeah, if you want
honestly,
to show them appreciation,
I'm not,
show them
I'm not
your
even
tits.
Trying to be a fucking snake about it either. Literally, if you really want them to notice you, that's
I
the best.
I don't want them to notice me.
Well, you bought a ticket. You paid for a ticket. You're paying to be there. That's how they know you're appreciative of their music. You probably bought all their music. You
yeah,
own
all
music.
Of their music.
You did exactly what they wanted you to do. You drank the punch.
I love them.
Yeah, I know. God, I hope their plane crashes. I can't wait
Fuck
for that.
Fuck you.
I would love to see the look on her face when she comes in and we have to talk about Kings of Leon plane goes down mm-hmm. and no survivors.
You are the devil, dude.
I would love to see that.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
It's not fucking right. Stevie Ray Vaughan dies. Fucking That's half a Leonard Skinner dies. You know, why should they fucking be around? They're awful.
You are such a hater.
I am.
I know.
I am. I hate that they're that fucking popular and they really are horrible.
They are not.
They are
Chris,
awful.
Do you think they're that horrible?
They're terrible.
Thank you.
What?
Thank you.
Why?
As a matter of fact, besides females, I don't know one man that likes Kings of Leon.
I know like 30 men that like
well,
Kings of Leon.
You hang out with gay men. I don't. I know my brother hates them. I know Marco hates them. I know Chris hates them. I hate them. Guys at work, if that music comes on,
like my whole job,
someone fucking
them.
Throws something at them. Like, change that shit. Nobody wants to hear that garbage. Like, I'll be honest with you. I don't get the whole country music thing. I don't get that. Like,
okay.
I live in New Jersey. I don't understand how it's so fucking popular here.
I agree. I don't like country music either.
But country music's been around a long time, and you know I cannot sit there and judge a genre, an entire genre of music that I just don't like.
True.
I just don't like it. That's my opinion. Whatever. But it's been there longer than anything, even longer than rock and roll.
Okay.
Kings of Leon specifically, like the fact that they're considered rock or whatever they're called.
They're considered rock.
Yeah, that kills me. They are not rock.
What are they?
They're just like poppy rock. If that's a fucking possibility. You can't be rock if you're on a top 40 station. I'm sorry. It just doesn't make sense. You know, that doesn't make any sense to me. You can't be on a pop station if you're
Led Zeppelin let P. Diddy redo their song.
That's not Led Zeppelin, though. P. Diddy didn't redo their song. He used the music for his own song.
And Jimmy Page was in
Yeah, that was
the song
just for a performance. That was just, no.
He
no.
performed it? He's he in the video?
Yeah, it was for the video and an award show. They performed together. But the music was a track that he, just like every other rapper does.
But still, Jimmy Page not only said, let's do this, I want to be a part of it.
No, for the video, he was asked to do
he
it.
He was still in the video, though.
That's
How
just
the
video, though.
That's rock
and
music.
And he's one member of Led Zeppelin. It's not all of Led Zeppelin. You're making it sound like, you know, they redid Kashmir. They didn't redo Kashmir.
They didn't, but he gave it the okay. Would a real
just like
rock
every
musician
other fucking,
would have done that?
Just like any other rapper who uses music has to get the okay. You need permission or you can't do it.
Absolutely.
So what's that? How is that any different?
They don't have the artists in the video?
Bullshit.
When?
Bullshit. Bullshit. How, please help me. Somebody in rap has used a rock artist in their video.
They use their music.
Or not in the video. Yeah, in their music, but
Puffy's infamous for doing it. He's done it a million times.
Public Enemy, Anthrax, first ones to do it.
Yeah, boom. That was badass.
Boom.
What Puffy did to Kashmir wasn't badass. What my point is that I'm trying to make is that song wound up getting played on top 40 radio station. It doesn't make Led Zeppelin any less.
No,
rock
that's not
band.
The same fucking thing, and you know it. Don't even try it.
It's kind
it's,
of
no,
worse.
It's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. It's sampled music. You have no idea what the fuck you're talking.
No,
about.
No, I do know what
no,
I'm talking about because he gave it a go.
No, that doesn't mean it's not a rock and roll song. It's not Puff Daddy's version is not considered rock and roll. He's sampling classic rock music in his song, but it's got a fucking rap beat in it too.
What I'm
it's
trying to say.
It's a pop song. It's not a rock song.
You're missing my fucking point.
No, you're just trying to say because there's a sampled rock song, it's considered rock and it was on top 40. And that makes no fucking sense at all.
I'm saying that your argument that if a rock song is played on a top 40 station shouldn't make it rock music is invalid. That's all I'm saying.
Really? Because top 40 is its own genre and rock is a different genre.
Top 40 is popular music.
Pop, exactly.
It's changed.
Pop. No, but see, that's the thing. The essence of it has not changed. It's the same thing. It's just there's so much shit now on the radio that's bullshit that they have to find a place for it. It's really what it comes down to. It really is.
I know what you're saying. All I'm saying is that argument to say that a rock band is just not a rock band because it's on a top 40 station, I don't agree with. That's all.
Well, yeah, because you need every fucking ounce you can get to back up your...
Listen, I'm about to go see Kings of Leon at the Wells Fargo Center where it fits like, 40,000 fucking people.
No, it doesn't.
20,000?
Almost.
Yeah,
okay.
about that.
So, 20,000 people.
Well, they might fit more because of floor
seating. Yeah, the floor seating.
Yeah.
Not much more.
But it's like the same thing where everybody wants to talk shit on Nickelback, yet they're selling out concerts and they're selling millions of records.
Yeah, but Nickelback is Canadian.
If they were in the Olympics, who would they play for? What I'm trying to say is...
Nickelback won't make the Olympics of music.
No.
Right now, because Kings of Leon are the band to hate. Just like Nickelback was
the band
to hate.
They're not the band to hate.
I hear
they're
it
the
all
band
the time.
I hate.
You don't like them.
I actually like certain Nickelback songs. I've already admitted that.
I agree.
I'm not a
I
fan
do as well.
Of Nickel, but I have to admit some of their songs are catchy, yeah. And I've, you know.
There's a couple
is
songs
Nickelback
that I like.
A rock band?
More than Kings of Leon, for
but
sure.
They play Nickelback on more top 40, more Nickelback than any other rock.
You know what? I agree with that.
Okay.
They do, but I said they are more than Kings of Leon, but it doesn't mean that they are.
Okay. I get where you're trying to go with what you're saying.
Yeah,
I really do.
I really can't agree with that. I know what you're saying, but you can't. I would say that that Kings of Leon is more top 40 than anything. They're not rock. They're definitely not what rock is. They're just not. They're folky. They're poppy. They're sappy. They're melancholy. They're not really rock. They're just not. They're nothing like the great music of the past. Like nothing like Nirvana.
No,
nothing like Pearl Jam.
Nirvana and Pearl Jam, both great examples. Like, they had those mopey and sad and slow
but they were
songs,
considered grunge.
And they were always played on top 40.
No.
Yeah.
No.
What? Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Never played.
Are you out of your goddamn mind?
They were never playing that on the same station where they would play, like, Jay-Z.
I think the first time that I ever heard Smells Like Teen Spirit on the radio was on Kyoto.
No.
Yeah.
I disagree.
No, I'm almost the first time I ever heard Eminem was on Kyoto.
That's different, though. That's not rock.
Listen, what I'm trying to say is you don't know all of King Leon's music.
I don't, and I don't want to.
And I get it.
I've tried to listen to music, even stuff that isn't played on the radio, and it's just fucking garbage.
That's the thing. Like, the singles that the record company picks from their albums, the lead singer always hates those fucking
perfect
songs.
Example. We've done this already a few weeks ago. I asked you, give me a song that you absolutely love.
That was like a B-side.
That's not played on. And you said this one. And we played it. And it was worse than any of the actual popular songs I've heard. And they're fucking bad.
Because that was when they were like, you know, they were different then. I liked them then. I like them now.
I know you.
Like,
do.
I like
we
them
all
a lot.
Know you do. Anybody that listens or downloads this show knows that you like Kings of Leon.
I know. I'm a little obsessive.
Yeah, a little bit. And that's probably what's making me hate them even more than I hate them.
Oh, you like them? Oh, I am.
No. That's, no, I never liked them. I never, ever liked. The first song I ever heard of theirs, I think, was actually when we went to Columbus for a Flyers game. That was the first time I've heard Kings of Leon. We were sitting in the bar in Columbus, and I think Sex on Fire came on or whatever.
Yeah,
it's called.
Think that, like...
That was, like their first, right?
Well, that's what, like, hit them in the mainstream.
Okay.
They had, like,
that's
three
what I mean.
Four
their
albums
first
before that.
Mainstream hit or whatever. That's the first time I heard it, and I was like... And I heard the music, and I'm, like, waiting for the lyrics to start. And then it was just over and over again. That's the problem with this band. They say the same... The majority of the song is the title of the song. And it's constant. It's over and over and over and over again.
And it's just like, oh my God, how many times am I going to say sex on fire? Sex is on fire. Sex is on fire. Sex is on fire. Over and over again. It's like, stop it.
Stop it.
Stop it. Really. And same with the new songs that I'm forced to hear. I mean, I change the station. Yeah. But like if I'm driving, you know, if I'm driving for work and everything and I stream, you know,
Pandora a local, or something?
No, no. I'll stream a local radio show in Philadelphia, a morning show. You know very well.
I do.
Yeah. And they play commercials, unfortunately. But normally I just sit through them because it's a pain. I can't drive and fucking look at my phone and try to switch the thing. So what I do is I just leave it be. And unfortunately, they play a lot of Kings of Leon.
Fuck yes.
And it kills me. And it's always the same fucking song. And it's just like, I think about suicide when I hear the song.
Yeah,
like,
but that's radio. It's always going to play the new single a shitload of times.
I know. But you're talking about a morning radio show that doesn't play music. And
because
there
are concerts coming up. Once it passes, they're not going to play it anymore.
Well, I hope so. Because yeah, they still, won't. And you know what's funny? They still play the same fucking Black Keys song over and over again, too.
You know?
Drives me crazy.
On the ceiling.
No, no. They play Little Black Submarines over and over again.
Yeah,
and I like the song.
Yeah.
It's a great song, but they keep playing it. In the same day,
see,
they'll
like
play
Black
twice.
Black Keys and Kings of Leon sound
not the same.
Similar to me.
No.
I think they have a very similar sound, though.
Not at all.
You don't think so?
Not at all. Black Keys' guitar sound is so prominent in their music.
Yeah.
Kings of Leon, it's completely drowned out
but
by that awful
that, like,
voice
blue
of the lead singer.
You're out of your mind.
Sounds like gargling semen. Tell me I'm wrong. Tell me I'm wrong. Tell me he doesn't sound like that. Tell me I'm wrong. Anybody that hears this fucking show that knows what I'm talking about, please leave a voicemail, send an email, whatever. Call in the show when Marco's here.
That sounded good.
Yeah. Tell me I'm wrong, though. Tell me I'm wrong. Yeah, but you know what I'm fucking talking about. That's why you hate me right now. Because I'm fucking on to something.
I love his voice, though.
Thank you. That's how I'm gonna, what's the dude's name? What's the lead singer?
Caleb.
Oh, God. He's even fucking worse.
Why?
He's got a fucking horrible name. No,
well, that...
Caleb.
Caleb?
Balab. My baby, Balab.
Caleb Followell. They're related.
Oh.
Three of them.
What does
are
the
bro-
name mean? What's the whole point with the name, by the
Kings
way?
Kings of Leon?
Yeah, what does that mean? Leon? Is Leon a fucking territory I don't know about?
Leon is their dad.
And they're kings of their dad?
Yeah.
So they're not princes of their dad. They're so they don't even know the fucking royal order.
No, come on. It sounds cool. The drummer has my same exact birthday.
Awesome.
Bow. Bow, 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 bow. Biff from going out to Bissy. Bow, 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 bow. Bow.
Shut up.
Fucking awful. Jesus Christ. It's fucking intoxicating on how bad it is. It makes me seriously like want to smack my head against a brick wall.
I love them.
Like, again, if I'm listening to whatever. See, the stations I have on Pandora, though, most of them won't play their music. Because I have.
Kings of Leon.
So you don't have any gay stations on?
No. No, but there's some stations where, like, I have a little bit more easy listening music that they'll probably play Kings of Leon.
What
it's
the
like,
fuck?
Pass.
Kings of Leon is easy listening.
It's very.
No, it's not easy.
No, it's not. It's.
And again.
It's difficult. It's difficult. It's very difficult to listen to.
It's very difficult to listen to conversations about them.
I know. Chris is just quiet, like nodding off.
I don't
did you hear
care.
Their, did you hear their new song?
No.
That's exactly what their fucking music sounds like. The cat actually sounds a little more manly than the lead singer. But yes, this is really what you hear in the it's what you hear in this song. Every fucking song is the same thing.
I mean, I would
that's
I
what
would
the cat
singer.
Your sex is on fire.
Your sex on fire.
I would rather listen to this on repeat a million times.
Oh my God, devils! So next week I'll let everybody know how the Kings of Leon.
When's the concert?
Wednesday.
Oh, great. Next week, another Kings of Leon discussion.
Chris
great.
Is going to be here.
Wait.
Chris is,
we
Chris
don't
is
have to
out.
Talk about it.
He's going to be downstairs.
I'll wear my shirt.
Yeah, wear your shirt. We're gonna have the fucking camera set up for you.
All right.
You can show everybody that god-awful t-shirt that you made. Do you think that the Salvation Army, if they saw that picture, they would want the shirt back?
Fuck you.
Will wants their shirt back. Why'd you ruin it? It was better with the fucking piss stains and holes.
That's why she cut the heart in the middle, to cut out the piss stain.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. That's so funny. Yeah, it does. It looks like a kid made your shirt.
Well.
And I think it's because you're like childlike mind before the band. You do. You act like the fucking 14-year-old girl that just heard the Beatles back in the fucking 60s.
So?
You know. But you're not 14.
Yeah, I guess
you're not
I'd
even
say.
Double 14.
No.
About 2 14s and a half.
I hate you. Devil. Let's end.
You want to end?
Yeah, let's end on a high note.
Always end on a strong joke.
Yeah, no shit. Yeah, we did on Kings of Leon.
Yes.
Awesome.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening. We will be back next week. Make sure to go to iTunes and download some of our shows. Give us an awesome little 5 stars. Is it stars? Do you get to click or anything? But give us a review and tell us what you like about it. Also, call and leave a voicemail and we'll play it like we did for Bruno and his sister. 856-31-4500. And make sure you like the Jersey Jerks fan page and find us on Twitter. And also, email us, jerseyjerks@riotcast. And don't forget to go on the riotcast.com/jerseyjerks email. Click on the Amazon if you need to buy anything. Valentine's Day is tomorrow. You probably won't get it.
Yeah.
You're probably not going
to get it. You'll be single by the time you get it if you're buying your gift now.
I think Amazon does like 15-hour shipping, so you can pretend you're sick tomorrow and then meet up with your lady on Saturday.
Idea.
You can do that.
That is a great idea. Yeah. You're good.
I try. And then we'll see you next week.
Sounds great.
Sounds great.
Bye, nigga! It was an evening I shared with the sun to find out.
This concludes our broadcast day. Click.